Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Mommy, Mama.
You're panicking.
Uh-huh. Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mama!
What?
Hey.
Fuck the water. Bring me wine.
So go. All right. 3, 2, 1. Boom.
We're recording.
Hello. It's Friday. Recording day.
Yay.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Friends. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody said anything.
Sorry.
We
were doing such a good job.
I know. I don't know.
Thanks, guys.
We missed our cue. I don't know.
Well, like I said, welcome to Mamas and Merlot. We are on episode 11.
Woohoo.
Yay. I'm going to turn it off.
We cannot handle the
every time I look at Stephanie, she's like watching TV. We are watching.
But, you know, it's your fault. You put Friends on.
Well, I was alone. You guys were off having dinner together, and I was alone.
That was random.
Yeah, that wasn't planned.
Whatever, it still
happened. We had breakfast the other day without Christy.
That's true. We do that all the time.
We've had breakfast twice without Christy.
We have.
Oh, let's introduce
the second time was...
by accident.
Introduce ourselves.
Oh, I was like, somebody crying? Well, guys, I am Vanessa, as always. With me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello, people.
And it's just the three of us today.
No guess.
Yay.
By the time you're hearing this, you will have had the blessing of listening to me and Stephanie and Christy of Cosplay Fame and the other Stephanie of Woobro actually take over Mount Geekmore, and we did our favorite Harry Potter characters.
Side characters.
That are not Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
Anybody that was not Ron, Harry, or Hermione was up for grabs.
Exactly. So we did that. You should check it out. It was really fun to do. And then that brings me to our wine today. Because
we drank on that.
Because we drank on that podcast because we said if Mamas and Merlot is taking over,
we have to bring wine.
We're going to take over the right way.
That just makes sense.
Exactly. So this wine today.
That's just logic.
It feels a little bit like a repeat because it's the same wine we drank on the Geekmore episode, but we didn't really talk about it. We just said we were drinking. Yeah. This is what we're drinking if you want to drink along with us. So what we're drinking today, we're drinking the Robert Mondavi Private Selection Merlot.
It's a Merlot.
It's a 2014.
I actually noticed that I bought two different years. One is a 2014, one's a 2015.
Really?
Well, we'll see if we can taste the difference. If you'd like to eat along with us, we're having pecan pie because this is coming out Thanksgiving week. So we are celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Yeah. Pecan pie does not go well with this wine.
No.
It's not.
This wine is actually a very, like Vanessa said, it's a steaky wine. It's a good wine to have with like a nice steak.
Actually, according to the bottle, it says roasted chicken and pasta.
Huh. But we are going to
pasta with red sauce, but yeah.
We are going to still eat pecan pie.
I don't care because like, I since I don't like white wine a whole lot, I will just have red
wine. I'll drink red wine with anything.
Well, we also have baking.
Yes, we have a pumpkin pie baking. My house smells like Thanksgiving for real.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, we have created a drinking game for you guys.
Yes, because we care about you and your...
We were talking about how some of us, you know, the holidays, while we look forward to them, they're not always...
the best.
The best and most joyous of times. I'm sure we've all been in the position where, you know, judgy family members or whatever.
Well, in any big event, you've got, you know,
throw their two cents into your life. And
yeah, you have different personalities. And then you have also with when you're a mama, you've got to take care of what your kid's going to do.
Right. And especially when you're a mom, opinions are like assholes and everybody has one.
Yep.
So we've created a Mama's and Merlot holiday bingo. I cannot take a lot of credit for this. I'm going to give most of this credit to Christy because this came out
Christy definitely designed it.
Christy should be a graphic designer. I don't know why you're not.
And you guys will be able to download this
We're going to post this to the social media so you guys can just play along with us. So yeah, we basically created a Mama's and Merlot holiday bingo. And basically, if you any of these things happen to you,
if you dab your little tile with your dabber,
we give you know I've never played bingo and I've always wanted to go.
We should do that.
It's right there.
Yeah, yeah, but you have to be very careful though. House.
Why? Because like, the old ladies, like
the old ladies, are super serious
about
it.
I'm sure
they will kill.
They will kill you.
Can we just sit in the back?
Yeah.
You can't sit in the middle and be like loud because
I know people that like win a lot of money.
Yeah, we should. We should definitely.
It's literally down the street.
Listen, if we can just take a flask with some wine in it, I don't care.
It's the gaming place. It's super cheap,
guys.
Yeah.
Do you know the Chanel has a flask?
Yeah. You told me. I went to the Chanel. I went into the Chanel in Venice. I was like, we were waiting for our gondola, and I looked behind me, and I was like,
"Oh, sounds so fancy."
Guys, it was fucking freezing.
Well, it's like I had coffee and a cigarette the other day, and Chrissy's like, "You're so Parisian." I'm like, "I'm in my car." It's Starbucks and a marble light. Like, relax.
And what did I tell you? Don't kill my visual.
Yeah.
In
Chrissy's visual, I was sitting like
in a little cafe. Dude, I totally saw you like black sweater, leggings.
With like a fucking beret.
Yeah, with your little beret. I'm like
dark sunglasses.
The big sunglasses from Breakfast at Tiffany's. And like you had like a little yellow scarf. like a teeny little like
fucking grown up Madeline or some shit. Yes.
And you're just sitting there like
funny face. It's basically funny face is what I'm envisioning.
I'll make sure to, next time I'm in Paris, I'll make sure to dress that way so that I can fulfill your
Please tickets. Do. And then Please take do. A picture of I you will. Drinking coffee and smoking your cigarette. And we'll share it on Instagram.
But we made this, and I do have to give some credit to Jeff because we were trying to come up with something that for our fans and for our listeners.
Initially just started as a drinking game.
We need to come up with the drinking game. And then Chrissy was like,
Chrissy's like, I have a bingo template. What the fuck are you doing with a bingo template?
I make graphics for anything and anything.
I'm pretty sure if I looked hard enough, I would find a bingo template in my computer also.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I know I've made one.
I don't have patience
for baby
this
shower.
For this kind
well, no,
of
I have.
Glad
I have
that you're good at it.
The one that I have is it's just a baby shower one.
That was a baby shower one, and I tweaked it.
Yeah,
for
but
us.
Like you did the colors and everything.
Of course I did.
Yeah, the colors are fantastic. Yeah. I cannot wait
I don't
to
have
share
patience.
This with you guys
yeah, for this Very crap. Exciting. I don't have patience to do shit on the computer. You can give me a blank warehouse or like a blank room, and I will turn it into like a 5-star like gorgeous. Ballroom or you know film set or whatever I'll do that all day but sit me in front of a computer and play with like clicky shit no
oh that's like how I could spend days and days and days and
guys
days.
I can post a podcast and make my kids fall asleep at 6 p.m
I can
oh you that's like
I can
a
barely look at like Excel spreadsheets without like
well I was only on the computer for like half an hour last night editing for Nary and I looked at the phone. I'm like, it's 8:30. I cannot keep my eyes open. I don't know how I used to sit in front of a computer
this
all day.
What I do
it's exhausting.
All day.
I mean, I just yeah.
That's what I do all day. But we created this.
It's really
little
cute.
Download that you'll be able to.
It's going
to
be really fun.
It's really cute.
You're going to get.
I really like it.
We are basically giving you permission to drink.
Yes. Yeah.
And now you have reasons to drink. You don't just have to drink because
it's
so
fun.
So you can dab it with your little dabber on your paper, your card, however you choose to print it.
Or you can be slick about it and just keep it on your phone.
Or you can just keep it on your phone. Mental notes.
Yeah. Yes. And then just drink every time something happens.
And there's a free space.
And there is a free space.
Make a free space. And I did make a if you just need a drink space. There is one that's like if you just need to drink.
You did. There are some really, like, there's some gems on here, you guys, because, yep, like, I've heard all of these at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My grandmother being probably the one that the
it was
the
amazing
offender.
Coming up with all these ideas, and we were just like, what about this? What about this? And then 20 minutes later, wait, I have another one.
Yeah, and we want to thank Missy,
yeah,
our listeners, because she gave us a couple that she we have did on here, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Missy.
Yeah. And even though they didn't make it because it was a little bit to gender specific, Link's godfather contributed also. But he's a former Marine, so like one of his questions was like, how many people did you kill in war?
Oh, Jesus. Wonderful.
Because he was deployed overseas for a little while. So
well, thank you for contributing and for defending us. We appreciate it.
I have
so how many people did you kill?
I have a funny story. I'm not gonna name this person because I don't want to like throw him under the bus.
Okay.
But I was talking to a friend of mine this week who listens to both our podcast and to Geek More.
You are looking for trouble, Missy. That is what you are doing right now.
I think it's funny.
Tú te estás buscando problema.
Well, all the white people that listen to the show are not going to understand.
Listen,
what
I
you just
said the same thing in English. This is like, ¿qué pasa, USA? If I say something in Spanish, I will say it in English, but I said it backwards this time. I said it in English first.
I have a friend that recently told me.
We will teach you Spanish before this is over.
Yes.
I have a friend that recently told me that he doesn't like Geek More. Uh-huh. He likes Geek More. He thinks Geek More is great and Geek More is really funny, but he says he likes ours a little bit better.
Because we drink.
Yeah.
Okay. I say this to everybody. And every time that the boys from Geek More are always like, well, we're going to drink beer. We're going to start our own, like, dads. And
well, they want to do daddies and drink takeover of mama. Not that they're going to start a podcast,
they
but they just want to do an episode on ours, which I told them I'm fine.
But I tell them, I'm like,
it'll be a very special
episode.
Yeah,
it's because you guys drink. And I go, what? We were the smart ones that came up with a drinking podcast.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
They have been podcasting for years.
Why did they not bust out some liquor?
Well, Neri doesn't drink.
So but I understand him not drinking on his podcast, but the rest of the guys, I mean, you're recording in my home. You're more than welcome. BYOB, guys. BYOB. And actually, I do have some beers here next time you guys record because
well,
my brother bought
some. They're working
on
an alcohol project tonight, Biters.
Well,
whatever.
I should have sent them some beers.
They each bought. They've got enough.
And I'm Danny sure they brought a bottle of rum, too. So
ay,
they're
mia,
fine.
Lo que.
What is expected?
Yeah, what Christy?
What are you guys?
So,
you guys are
so Christy,
gonna.
I dropped
home to
off
a wonderful
Dave
surprise
at Christy's house because Geek More guys are doing a YouTube. That was your oven.
The pie is ready. I was about to say the pecan pie, but it's pumpkin.
The Geek More guys are doing like some YouTube. Geek Bro is going to be starting a YouTube channel soon, and they're like recording some content tonight. And I dropped off Christy to go. I mean, no, I didn't. I picked up Christy.
Pick me up.
I dropped off Dave to play with Jeff and the guys.
And we say play because they are going to be playing games, video games, or
yeah,
stuff like that.
They're going to be getting drunk and playing games, and we really don't know what awaits us.
It's my house, which is what scares me.
Four grown men trashed and playing video games.
Yeah, the best thing is it's in my house, so I've got to come home to it and I can't go anywhere else.
Well, I have to go with you.
No, yeah, but you can leave.
I could. But I don't know if I want to throw you to the wolves like that. So.
We'll see how you
like
it by the end of the night.
We'll see how it is. We'll keep you guys posted. We'll keep you guys posted.
We want to do one. We've got.
Yes. Do you have it?
Or I have the email.
Oh, okay.
We have a listener email that we got that made us super excited because,
oh my
again,
God,
we are
it's
so
somebody
happy
we don't know.
That, you know.
Not only is it someone we don't know.
It's a dad.
It's dads.
It is dads.
It's dads, and we're so excited because just because we're mamas in Merlot does not mean you've got to be a mama.
No.
No, we take daddies. We take singles. We take anybody. And we
if you have kids in your life, you're welcome here.
Yeah, you can relate. And as Christy said in the Friends episode, if you don't have kids, we're probably great birth control.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the title of this episode.
My mouth. We're cool. The best birth control.
We're the best birth control.
Okay, that's cool.
100% effective.
Mm-hmm. So, am I going to read full-on email?
Yeah, you can read the full-on email. I'm just okay. not going to answer not gonna the answer. First part of it.
Oh, no, because we're going to put a stipulation on that one.
I did.
She did.
They responded back. Oh, yeah, yeah, they did. Yeah. They replied, yeah.
Yeah, so we got a great email from some listeners, and I'll read out the...
In California.
In California, so it's far. Yay.
So when we do our Napa tour, we can go visit them.
Totally.
Oh, it's for happened. Sure.
Although, I feel like they're in L.A.,
I do too, or like San Diego,
or they, yeah, Southern California. But that's fine; we can go there too.
I'm dying.
There's actually a winery in Malibu that I want to go to because it's a safari winery. So you sit in like fucking safari trucks.
Ooh.
And you go. And you, it's like
where
going
is this
in Malibu.
Malibu.
It's called Malibu Safari or some shit. I'll
I'm
Google
so excited
it.
Right now. Christy's
face. You sit. They have like the safari Animal Kingdom, like smaller, but but you sit in a truck and you go around and you drive around and you like pet the giraffes and all the animals and shit, and then
they let you pet the giraffes.
Yeah, you can
the
feed the giraffe.
Zoo here doesn't let you pet them.
Well, you can. We did.
Well, they yelled at me when I tried.
Well, anyway, you can be with the animals and you drink because it's a winery. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. Go continue, Chris.
That okay. sounds like so much fun.
I need that in my life. So
field trip.
Yeah. The email is my name is Gary. My partner and I listen to you ladies every week, and we absolutely love your show.
Hey, Gary.
We love you too.
And they want to join Christy. They said we want to join Christy because
Malibu Wine Safaris. Is what it's
awesome.
Called.
Because Let's they do have questions. Book it. And question number one was directed to Stephanie, and it was she talks so much about
her tripod husband.
I am not the only one that does.
Well, we all do.
Well, we started it, and we really haven't stopped for 11
well,
episodes.
But then, like, the guys took it and ran with it because it's they
because
talk about it
because
all the time.
They're talking about penises. Of course, they're going to keep talking about it. They're boys.
Yeah. So she talks the
oh
talks
man they have one in Hawaii.
Let's go to that one.
Safaris in Paradise. Learn about more about our new safari tour in the Garden of Kauai. Let's go there.
Yeah, let's
somebody
do that.
Please send us there.
Does anybody want to sponsor a trip?
Listen, travel agencies, you can send us wherever you want. We will review and share and take tons of pictures.
Honestly,
for you.
If some like Dubaiian prince wants to like.
Bro, I will go to Dubai.
I will so go to Dubai.
Try and stop me. I am there.
So to. You talk so much about Steph's penis.
No, Steph does not have
penis. About Steph's bow's penis. Sorry. Sorry.
You were the hermaphrodite cheerleader from Long Island.
Dear Rach, sorry for your teeny weeny.
They want to know how big it really is. Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, Lord.
And... we are not giving this information.
We are not giving this information. However,
if you tweet at her,
if you tweet at either us directly or
a PM.
My like a PM, or you tweet my personal page, or like DM us on Instagram.
Or you know what? Send us an email with a wine recommendation.
Or
you
email,
need to send a wine recommendation.
I will
to get
tell
that
you.
Information.
I'm not
going to
like put it on blast. But
no. If you do not tell anybody unless they give us a wine recommendation.
Yes, you email Mamas and Merlot
at gmail.com. MOMMASANDMERLOT.
And
at Gmail.
Yes, because Gary and Todd know the answer.
Yeah.
Don't be finding Gary and Todd to be giving you the answer. Send us a wine recommendation. All you have to do is send us the name of a wine you like.
Yes.
Yeah, look, you can pet the giraffes.
I want to pet the giraffes.
That is so awesome.
So, yeah, we need to go there. When we make our way out to California, we need to go. Yes. That's one of the places
we
have to go.
And question number three is they want to know.
Well, question number two.
Well, I'm just going to go to the fun, the silly one first.
Okay.
So they want to know if we want to come to Cali so that we can drink.
We're already there.
Together.
Duh. I responded to them. I'm like, duh, buy my ticket right now.
Yeah. Like,
JK.
For the next flight.
But yeah.
If we could.
If we go,
would be
if
there.
We ever go out to Cali, I'm sure we will, but we'll go.
Yes. And we'll meet up with, like, that would be so much fun.
Yep.
Yes.
But, okay, so they actually
had a serious question.
They had a serious question. Yeah. Number two, they are white and they are raising a Latina daughter. They want, how do we make sure she feels we are respecting her culture and not stripping away her identity? We want her to be proud of us, but just as proud of her heritage.
Okay, so I answered this question because they have a family situation that's like a little bit similar to this. So I have a cousin who her daughter is adopted from China. Long story short, she and her husband tried for many, many years to have a baby and they didn't. So they adopted from China and then had two biological children after the fact, as happens a lot, but that's fine. Anyway, one of the things that my cousin did from like basically from when the her, my little cousin was very, very little, and this is what I suggested to Gary and Todd, was they put her in Mandarin lessons so that she could speak the language. And she's been speaking, she's like 16 now, she's been speaking Mandarin her whole life. So I told them, like, well, why don't you consider, I asked them where she was from, because they didn't specify what country she was from. But then I told them, I'm like, consider putting her in Spanish classes. I know she's probably getting some kind of foreign language in school, but maybe hire her like a tutor or something. So that way she'll learn the language and maybe you guys can learn it a little bit and practice it with her or whatever. Just kind of encourage her to like study up on the culture. Obviously they responded that she's 4, so she's a little young now.
Yeah.
But, you know, just as she grows up, just, you know, just have her study and you guys be as aware of the culture as well, so that, you know, if she has questions or whatever she asks you about it, you can be well informed. I wanted to put this in, I felt like it was kind of like the obvious thing to say, but like Elena Vavilor.
I have opinions
about also, but
yeah, but like I think we also there's
but they're different... doing, I mean, the fact that they're even, yeah, to me, the fact that they're concerned about it, like, just tells me that they're doing a great job and that they're, I mean, I'm sure they love her to pieces.
Just being aware of the fact that you, yeah, want to make sure that she has that exposure is more than, it's the best,
it's more than people who, yeah, are Hispanic do.
Exactly. Well,
like, I don't worry about it, but I mean, we're Hispanic. Like, I'm from Venezuela and Neri's from Nicaragua. I haven't like sat down and been like, so Sophie, Venezuelan Independence Day is this day and this is why we celebrate it. Like, the fact that they're worried about something like that, that's better than I'm doing, but like, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, we don't high think five about it.
Yeah, we don't, I don't think about,
we, well, also, I mean, I think that we don't think about it because of where we live.
That's, yeah, true too,
because it's like we're so immersed in like the Hispanic culture here that we probably don't even like, we don't, I have, it's that, not, it's like second nature to us.
This so is like completely kind of off topic, but okay, I had that thought today. Did you guys see that dude that was yelling at a Starbucks employee?
Yeah.
And then he like turned around and he was like, oh, you're being racist against me because I voted for Trump and like white discrimination.
Well, they're putting,
that was here.
Oh, no, yeah. That's why it hurt me. Like, I actually,
but I was watching it and I'm like looking at the video and like everybody in the video is Hispanic. The barista was African American and then the guy that's yelling is white. And I'm like, well, of course he feels like a minority.
Yeah.
He's in Miami. Like, the, yeah, Miami is full of so many different kind of minorities that if you're quote unquote white, mm-hmm, if you're just like American, you're a minority here because, yeah, the minority, mm-hmm, is the majority here.
Correct.
So it just like, it gave me a little giggle, mm-hmm, but that's neither here nor there, right, what, no, we were, yeah, talking, yeah, about. We, sorry, wanna... my brain deviated.
But anyway, no, Gary, yeah, and Todd.
Gary and Todd.
This,
hi,
is what Steph has to say.
I think Steph gave a fantastic,
yeah,
answer.
I think so.
You guys are doing great. The fact that you're even concerned about it, like, puts you like leaps and bounds ahead of like, mm-hmm, you know, a lot, yeah, of other people that actually are Hispanic. So, keep it up.
And yeah, just keep doing what you're doing.
We'll see you when we go to Cali.
Yeah.
Sure.
So,
and thank you for writing us. And they gave us a wine recommendation.
I can't remember the name of it right now, but
I have it in there. But
I feel like cave something.
Something like that.
Guys, but we need to keep a list.
We do.
No, it's here.
I think Christy has a list.
We have somewhere. Yeah. Where'd it go? Oh, yeah. A Castle Rock Pinot Noir.
Oh, Cave Castle. Same shit.
So we will definitely add that to our list.
Yep.
And like we said, they gave us a wine recommendation and they got answered.
They did.
They know.
Guys, this is so awful.
Listen.
Give us information before we'll respond to you.
Well, Dave wanted to just give it away for free.
Oh, yeah.
Free.
That's true. Like, just talk like, about just it on air. I'm like, of course you want me to talk about it, you dipshit. No.
That was the best answer.
No.
Yeah, he was like, oh, just tell them. And we're like, no, that takes away the mystery. We need wine recommendations.
That takes away
away like audience engagement.
Yeah.
So if
and it also takes away our power to ask for shit.
Yeah, that's true.
But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We got.
Did you drool on your mic?
No, there was a hair.
Oh.
Like a dog hair.
The one thing
what in this house does not have dog hair on it?
I mean, I have 3 dogs. I'm right there with you. So.
Fucking dog hair.
The one thing that I do have to, because Gary and Todd, you say that you do listen to us all the time, and I hope you listen to this because you don't understand that your email arrived at like the best moment, the most needed moment of our day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were all having...
I had such a terrible day that day.
A horrible, yeah. supremely horrible day awful day.
Yeah, we were having this group in our group chat. We were just commiserating. We were helping each other with some issues that people were going through. And then
I stayed at work that day till like almost 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And then I sent... All of a sudden, like, the email comes in, and I just said, guys, we have an email from a viewer, from listeners, and they love
us. From
viewers
like you.
And you have to understand that that really made us really, really
happy. It made us so happy.
The day went up from there.
Yeah, it really did. The day got so much... Mine did.
You had to work.
Mine made me happy. Well, it made me happier.
I fucked up at work, so I had to, like, stay till 8 o'clock at night fixing it, but I fixed it, so it's fine.
Good job.
I spilled wine on my
contrary shirt. To popular belief, I'm not.
You spilled
perfect.
Wine on your so. On I your mama's Merlot shirt.
My mama's shirt, oh,
well,
so I guess it's appropriate.
That's fine. Well, when we were here for the Harry Potter episode, I spilled wine on my jeans like 3 times.
Let's see how well I will.
I haven't
know.
Spilled wine in a while, you guys.
You haven't.
I am very proud.
I
of
will
myself.
Let all of our listeners know on our next recording if wine comes out easily of the Mama's and Merlot t-shirt. So we will see.
Well, speaking
about
that. Of the Mama's and Merlot t-shirt, we didn't talk about it on the recording, did we?
Oh, we did.
Just on our live video earlier.
Yes.
Guys, we have t-shirts available on Amazon.
Yes. Actually, we have did get a listener that made a comment. I understand this an email or was it a review? Which, again, go to iTunes, like, listen, subscribe, review. And one of our reviews from Cindy. She said how much she liked us and that our chemistry showed like some great friendship.
Oh, you guys, this place is expansive.
Of course it is. They have giraffes.
They have giraffes that you can pet.
Well, there's one that's specifically the giraffe tour.
And
it's 105 minutes, 6 different wines.
It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's $95.
That's not so bad.
And they also give you crackers and spread.
I thought you were gonna say like $200-$300.
Well, the most expensive one is $155 plus 15% gratuity. It's 120 minutes, 6 wines with lunch served as well.
That's not bad at all.
People can sponsor that.
Seriously, okay. Guys, can we set up, like, you know how there's
Kickstarter. Oh
no,
God,
but you know how there's a website for like
we should kickstart our not kickstart GoFundMe our California
wine tour. Our California wine tour guys, but you know how they have there's a website, I can't remember the name of the website, where you can like register
and feed exotic animals.
GoFundMe or Honey Fund.
You can register for your honeymoon,
right?
We want our honeymoon.
Can we do a Honey Fund for
the our wine tour?
Yeah, because we could put like, oh, we want to go to California, so we're going to go to California. We need help paying for the flight. We need help paying for the hotels.
Right.
We need help paying for all the wine tastings that we're going to do.
This sounds ridiculous.
And our car runs.
Amazing.
It sounds ridiculous, but I feel like this would be fucking perfect.
I think we need to
We don't
this.
Need a hotel. We can stay with Gary and Todd.
That's true. We can stay with Gary and Todd. I have family in California.
So do I.
Okay. I have friends and family in California.
I have
California.
Friends there.
Exactly. So we really don't need a hotel. We just maybe need a car, maybe. And
Uber.
That's well. We need somebody to pay for the Uber.
Yeah,
we need money for Uber. you can Square Cash me. I'll send you my email.
The Vineyard and Lunch Tour is $155. 120 minutes, 6 wines with lunch includes the Saddle Rock Ranch Vineyard Tour, meet and feed exotic animals, meet and feed great Stanley the Giraffe, a tour.
His name is Stanley.
A tour of the cave paintings and a catered lunch.
Okay, we're doing this.
Doing it.
We will let you know shortly what our Honey Fund means.
Go find me.
But oh,
we'll be sharing the link.
Yeah.
We don't need new microphones. We need to go to California.
We need to go to California. But again, Cindy, thank you for the review. And
yes.
You said you have that you loved your shirt. So people are actually
send us a picture
shirts.
Of you wearing your shirt. We'll share
yes.
it.
Yes.
Or tag Please. Us on Instagram.
Yeah. We'll share that too.
And you know, and I know, because I'm one of those people, if you don't want to show your face, just show us your shirt.
We like looking at boobs.
We're okay with that. Have you seen Steph's?
Came out really wrong.
If you send us a wine review, we'll show.
Oh my God. I did
you
not
said you would do almost everything.
For money.
Money, not just
this
a
is
wine
how
recommendation.
It starts.
Yes.
Listen, if I wanted to make money by showing my boobs, I would have been doing that a long time ago, okay?
Yeah, show your boobs, like, in the shirt.
Yeah, just the silhouette of your boobs.
Okay, fine, whatever. anyway. Oh, Patty did something. Hold on.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Oh, what'd she do?
I don't know.
Patty.
Do we want to start talking about some news or our kids?
Link was kind of boring this week. I don't really have a story about him, unfortunately.
I have a lot of stories about Sophie this week. So Sophie had a bad week at school behavior wise. Every day except for today. Today she had a good day.
No bueno. Well, so, today bueno, but today otherwise was good. No bueno.
But yeah, she's been struggling. I think I was talking about this with the girls earlier. I'm not sure if she maybe has like a crush on a little boy, like Christy said, and she just doesn't know how to act around boys because she only talks to me about boys, and it seems like the problems that she's having is with the boys in her class, and it's the same three little boys. So she, on Wednesday, she bit somebody, and she's been like struggling to listen to the teacher or whatever. On Wednesday, she flat out mooned someone. Like,
which I had heard about this, but I hadn't gotten the details from you because I figured you were going to bring it up.
Yeah, I was saving it for the podcast.
Yeah, because my husband brought it up to me.
Oh, he told you?
Yeah. He's like, hey, we talked. I'm like, I'm pretty sure we're saving this for conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, she mooned somebody. They were in the cafeteria. My mom's probably going to kill me for saying this. They were in the cafeteria, and she went into the bathroom, and she knew that there was a little boy waiting to use the bathroom after her. And because it's just like a... like a little room with a toilet and a sink. Like it's not stalls. No, it's just like, well, I think because the last time I was in the cafeteria, the girl's door was broken and it didn't close all the way. Like you couldn't, like it didn't fit in the frame. Mm-hmm. I don't know what was wrong with it. So I think they just have the one that works. So she knew that he was waiting for her to come out. And so she opened the door with her pants around her ankles and like turned around and like showed him her butt. And I don't know if, like, he told on her or if the teacher happened to see her because the teacher knew she was in the bathroom. But that was a bad day. Like, that was, like, oh, Sophie. Like, great. And then the next day, she bit somebody and had to go to the vice principal's office. She's 5.
And this is when we got Gary and Todd's email.
Yeah, and then after thank I found you. Out she went to the principal's office, I got Gary and Todd's email. And I was, thank you, Gary and Todd. You made my day so much better because I was already crying that my kid is the bad kid. And she has like the that she bit this kid, it's on her record, like on her permanent record, and she's 5, and any other like bad thing that she does is gonna go in her record. Like they can't make excuses for her anymore. And I'm like, I don't want my kid to be labeled the bad kid. It makes me sad because I know she's not a bad kid. I don't understand what's going on. So Neri and I have done the whitest thing I think I've ever done. We call it a parenting coach.
Please explain to me what a parent
like is. Super nanny.
Is it like a lifestyle coach but for children?
I think it's like super nanny. Like she is gonna come here.
What are the certifications to become a parenting coach?
I don't know. I didn't ask. But she was recommended to me by another friend who has used her services, and she got very positive results from it. So not for the same issue, but she got positive results. So I'm willing to try anything at this point. So she's coming on Monday and we're going to talk to her. So this is going to be more wonderful information for our next episode. So yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But she did really well at school today because I have threatened her that if she comes back, like if she has to go to the principal's office one more time, I'm taking all of her dresses out of her closet.
I like that.
I think that's what did it. Because yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because it's
parents. Because it seems to be the only thing that works. Because if I tell her you can't watch TV, she goes and plays with the iPad. Then I tell her you can't play with the iPad, she'll go and play with her toys. And I tell her you can't play with your toys, she'll read her books. Like she always has something to move on to, and so she never seems affected by anything. Okay, so I know that you love your dresses. Because the first thing she does when she comes home, she takes off her uniform and she puts on her dress or her princess, as she calls it. Mommy, I'm going to wear my princess. If you behave bad, you're not allowed to wear your princess. Period. And if you get sent to the principal's office again, I'm going to throw them away. And I've already done it to one dress. She thinks I threw it away. It's hiding somewhere because I can't bring myself to throw away clothing. But
yeah, because that just feels...
Yeah, I'm just throwing money away. But I mean, even if she's not wearing it, I'm still wasting it because she's going to grow out of it.
Yeah.
But regardless, I told her I was going to take all her dresses away, and that seems to have worked because she had a good day today. So.
I would like to know what Super Nanny says.
I will let you know what Super Nanny says. She seems very nice. I talked to her on the phone a few times already, and she kind of gave me like an idea of what we would like try to do for her, because she's five and she really shouldn't be biting. Like, that's completely unacceptable.
So yeah, I that was my thought also, was like, I know that that's normal for like little ones, but
yeah, because five, the little ones, a little old
for them. Yeah, because like I know when we did our pre-K two orientation for Lincoln, they have a whole section in the handbook about biting.
Yeah,
they tell you that at this age it's normal. And Link got bit like a
time. I'm like, didn't Link get bit?
Yeah, he got bit like a timer. I think he got bit like twice, but in very beginning of the school year where the kids are all adjusting, and now yeah, it's fine. It hasn't happened in months. But
well, the little kids like around two and younger, it's understandable because they're not completely verbal yet, so they can't say I'm uncomfortable, I don't like something. They just bite. Sophie is completely verbal. She has no problems. She is considered neurotypical. Like, she doesn't show any signs of anything. Like,
that is a big word.
Neurotypical. I hang out on a lot of mommy boards.
Obviously. I was like, that's a big one.
She's, because I don't want to say she's normal, because what's normal?
I don't like normal.
Exactly. So I don't want to say she's normal. She's neurotypical. Her brain functions as it should. There's no asterisks in there. You know, so there's a reason why she's biting.
Yeah.
And her teacher says she lacks impulse control, which I completely agree with. I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see what ideas Super Nanny wants us to implement, and
we'll keep you posted.
We'll go from there, and I'll keep you guys posted, and I will definitely share her information if you guys want to be white with me.
Sheebus. Well, to make you feel better, we had the our first parent-teacher conference last week with Nathan's school.
By the way, I totally like peeked over the wall while you guys were in there, and Christy caught me.
Yeah, because as you know, Vanessa and my kid go to the same school. So
Vanessa doesn't go there.
Well, I saw your mom this morning, by the way.
Yeah, she told me. She's like, "Via Vanessa." I thought she was running late.
Always. I was right on time for me. 8:30 is really early if I get there at 8:30. 8:45 is pretty on time for me.
She was funny. She's like, "She was running late." I'm like, "Yeah, she has to drop off Sophie."
Exactly. I can't. Whatever, mom. Don't judge me.
But yeah, we had our first parent-teacher conference, which it is honestly a parent-teacher conference in preschool. Like, it was PK3, is the funniest thing, because they have us in the room at the little table with the little chairs. So it's not...
You could have at least had a conference in the office. They have offices.
I know, but we all sat around the little table with the little chairs. And like, I am a tall person. My husband is a tall person.
Well, yeah, we had to do the same thing in the parent-teacher conference with Link. Is like, they only have the tiny chairs, and it's kind of where you have to sit.
Well, we did the same thing with Open House. Open House for Sophie School. They're still little chairs. So they're like, the teacher's like, oh, I'm going to do this presentation for you guys, have a seat. And I'm like, my big ass supposed to fit in one of these little chairs?
We sat in those chairs for like an hour. Like,
Neri stayed minutes. Standing. A lot of the dads stay standing, but you see all the moms like,
we're trying, and your knees are like up at your boots. Yeah. And the thing is that the director of the school is a tall girl too, so yeah, her knees are up to her boobs. Granted, the only one that looked somewhat comfortable was my kid's teacher, who's like teeny, so she fit it right in. But
she's probably used to sitting in those little chairs.
Yeah. So
she's had practice.
They told us just how much, you know, we were like, of course we're like super nervous walking in, thinking, okay, they're just going to tell us like all the bad things our kid does. So we walk in, and yep, sure enough, the good thing is apparently my kid is a good kid. He's, you know, they kept saying that over and over again, he's a very sweet kid, he's a very nice kid, he, you know, he plays well with the other kids. But my kid just doesn't want to participate with the other kids.
He wants to do his own thing.
Yeah. So they'll have like tables full of activities, and my kid's in the corner.
Well, you know what, that's kind of Sophie's issue too, is that when I mean, she'll play with the other kids, but she likes to do her own thing. Like, she doesn't want to be taught.
Yeah, like,
she wants to be in her own little station doing her own little thing, but then she's not getting the information that the teachers are giving. So we're struggling with that too.
Yeah, well, we got like my husband had like a whole moment, because it was really funny. Because,
oh really, is Jeff your husband?
Oh yeah, sorry. That could be your boyfriend.
I was about to say, like, I think he's Stephanie's boyfriend.
I have,
that's
picture.
Not what I meant. I just meant that
I'm just saying, I have a picture of you two on a date.
That was really cute, by the way. Super adorable.
We'll talk about that if you want.
But yeah, now first I want to give Jeff credit because it was actually funny. So we're there and they're giving us this whole thing about that, like, we don't think he's like really getting like all the information that the teacher has, because when we're doing the lessons, he wants to be on his own. He doesn't want to, you know, sit down with the class or participate in this and that. She's like, so I don't think he's like, you know, getting the numbers and the letters and the colors and that. And Jeff's like, he knows all that. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, he does. And like, they tested him like right after we left, and he got all the colors right. He pointed to, he like said all the colors, got all the colors, the numbers. And like, Jeff was like, see, told you.
Well, yeah, like, they test them.
Told you so, bitch.
No, but it has to be at the moment that they test them, because like, we had a similar situation with Link, and Link, before even getting to pre-K2, knew his letters, his numbers, his colors, and his shapes, because he's just, we've been teaching it to him since he was probably about 10 months old, if not a little bit younger than that. And when we got to the parent-teacher conference, this was a couple of weeks back, he didn't want to identify 3, 9, and 10. He didn't want to identify J. Of all 26 letters, J, for whatever reason, was the one
he... It offended him.
It bothered him.
And it was like, you know what, thinking, F you, I'm a J.
And he didn't want to, he knows what an oval is. He didn't want to, he'll tell you a hexagon.
Your kid is smart,
but
bro.
He didn't want to identify an oval.
He's the kid of two teachers.
True. I'm not a teacher anymore.
Well, you were.
You were. Well, you still have teacher brain.
You do.
Well, whatever.
You have a teacher stand.
I'm sorry.
You have a teacher brain. So
he didn't want to like, and like, I knew there were things that he knew how to do, and like, we would, and even in the moment with the teacher, I was telling him like, Papi, what's this? And he was like, no. Because he's a stubborn little asshole, and anytime he doesn't want to do something, he looks at you straight in the fuck face and he goes, no.
My kid has learned no so well.
No.
So well. It's like, no, no, no.
Yeah. Oliver, his language, like his speaking, his vocabulary has really blossomed since he started school.
Wait, and it's been his tubes get
no
put
I
in.
Know I'm like, I can't wait for these people to call me and set the date already. But he like talks to me and he'll ask me for a song, and he asks for a song and he says, mommy, waka waka buffalo. So I'll put waka waka, like the from the World Cup, the Shakira song.
Oh, that's awesome.
They love Shakira. They're huge Shakira. Sophie's teacher the other day was like, she was singing Loca at lunch, and I'm like, that's not appropriate. But whatever, I'd rather have her listening to Shakira than listening to like gangster rap or something.
You mean the car that I was driving next to on the way?
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm fine with her listening to Shakira, but so he'll ask me, he'll say waka waka both awards. I go, okay. So I'll put it, and he goes, thank you, mommy. And then he goes, volume, por favor. And I go, get it, volume. You want more volume? And he goes, volume, por favor. Like, okay, I'll put it as loud as you want.
I know. I'm so happy with now that Nathan's actually like talking, because he's really talking now. Good. Like when he asks for stuff, I'm like, anything you want, whatever you want. Just if you ask for
just
something,
keep asking. Just keep asking. I'll just keep giving it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
This weekend there was a like church fair. This
past weekend
there was a little tiny church fair.
There's a lot of church fairs this week.
At this time of year, it's usually
their fall festival.
Yeah, the one for Link School is in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. So if you guys want to come, I'll be there all day.
Okay, I'm gonna go because it's right by my house.
Yeah,
it's right by my house too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna and we decided to go, and luckily Steph and Dave and Lincoln were able to go with us there. And Vanessa, somebody,
was the day of her grandmother's,
grandmother's 90th day. Surprise birthday party, which she did not drop dead of a heart attack when we surprised her. She spent the whole party crying.
Aww.
It was really sweet.
90th so birthday.
I know.
Lovely.
She was so excited.
That's awesome.
Especially since her daughter and my cousins, like, they all flew down to surprise her. So she was like not expecting them, let alone like her friends and stuff that still live here. So she was super duper surprised. It was great. It was fantastic. And my kids behaved so well. And Oliver had a fever of 103, and he was a fucking gem. He behaved so well.
I think that was a dog. Probably.
It was a dog.
My dogs are making noise, guys.
Yeah. Well,
but so we went to the church fair, yes. And when it came off, it started off at a rocky start because
when we got there, a mouthful of Cool Whip.
Cool
Whip. When we got there, And it was so cute. Lincoln and Nathan like ran to each other.
It really was. Like, they're like BFFs.
Big bear hug. That's like so in the cute. Middle of this whole festival. And then Link was cranky as fuck and just started like that annoying, like nothing you could do. Like we were trying to figure it out, and I thought he had a stomach ache because he kept telling me like "mama caca, mama caca." And normally when he's saying it's because he's had a stomach ache, he hasn't had one in a while. So we're like, he hasn't eaten, maybe he's just hungry, whatever. So we go to get food, and we all the four of us come back from getting like our respective food or whatever. And I hadn't seen Dave in a few minutes, and I come back to Dave, and he is draped across Dave's shoulder, passed the fuck out.
Oh,
so he was just tired.
More baby.
So then we sat down to eat, and Nathan started digging for fossils in the dirt.
In the dirt, which I let him because his therapist said that he had sensory issues because he didn't want to touch dirt and get dirty. I let that kid get as dirty as he wanted.
Get dirty.
But then it was
get
really cute dirty. Because, like Link was asleep on top of David. David was sitting down, and Link was like just draped across David. And Nathan kept going up to him. He goes, Lincoln, wake up. Lincoln, wake up.
That was so cute.
It was the best thing ever. It was so cute. And so then after about 20 minutes, Link woke up and he was like, fine. He was good to go.
He just needed a nap. Yeah, a little power nap.
Needed a little nap.
Recharge.
So, and then Link and Nathan were playing in the dirt.
Of course.
Because they're boys.
They're boys.
And then there were basically two rides that they could go on. It was like the little train and the little carousel. So that's all we did all night was we kept jumping back and forth between the train and the carousel.
And because they are 2.5 years old, they can't ride, really by themselves. Ride by themselves.
Yeah, you have to ride with them.
But we weren't allowed to ride with them.
Yeah.
So we're just like, I'd rather not put them. Like, they're still too little, so yeah. I'd rather not put them by themselves.
Yeah, and no, sure I have to ride fine, everything with Sophie.
Yeah, so the carousel was easy because you just put them on the horse, then you stand yeah, you next stand to there. Them. But there was this little, like, Volkswagen
Beetle train thing.
Yeah,
Sophie, when I remember when we went last year, I think it was with you. Sophie went on that, and I'm like, you have fun, baby. I'll watch you from here.
But since it was a little boy, so we put the boys in the front seat, and then the parents had to go, and we took turns going on the back seat. And at one point, it was Jeff and Stephanie. And
hold on, but there were, I wanted to point out before that, Jeff noticed it.
Oh, that was the best thing.
There were shards of broken glass.
Wonderful.
Along the whole front of this one, like, little, like, car.
But they had, like, replaced
the window. But they had replaced it. So, like, the glass.
Oh, so they replaced the glass, but didn't clean up after themselves.
But they didn't clean up after. So there was, like, literally, my child is sitting 2 inches from, like, literally a pile of shards of glass.
Wonderful. Did you guys tell anyone?
No, we didn't. No, I don't think not. The carny would have cared, but whatever.
Because there was full-on carnies.
Yeah, they were definitely
carnies. I remember.
100% carnies. No offense if you're a carny, but...
Yeah, but these guys had zero fucks were given.
Yeah. So, I don't know how it ended up this way. I don't know how it ended up this way, but Jeff and I ended up, like, being the
you
ones...
You know how it ended up.
Yeah.
You know,
Lord.
You know.
So,
why are you making
as we're
face?
Walking to this, I'm like, wait, 1 second, like, whatever. And then Jeff's like, are we going to fit? Because, like, I have a big butt. So, and then it was just like, I was just...
Well, Jeff has a tiny one.
I just felt bad because I'm like, this is my friend's husband and I'm sitting here. And I just, like, I don't embarrass easily at all. But I was just sitting there and I just had, like, my face in my hand. It's like, just couldn't...
It's the best picture.
And then, of course, the three of them were just egging it on.
Of course.
So...
Of course.
Dave was, like, yelling all these things at Jeff of, like... How to, like, keep me satisfied.
Should probably turn that around just in case your husband sends a dick pic. I don't need to see it from here.
That's my mother-in-law.
Just in case.
But anyway. But he was like, oh, yeah. He was giving Jeff all these tips or whatever. And I'm like, shut up. So I could just...
Your husband is giving another man tips on how to woo you.
Can I explain? Can I step into the fact that when she says three... Because my mother was there.
Your mom is doing it too.
Oh yeah. Oh, and her mom was mom. Totally egging him on.
I love your mom. Your mom is encouraging your husband to cheat on you. You guys, this is like a weird relationship.
She thought it was hysterical. She thought it was funny. So I'm just kind of sitting there and I'm trying to sit like as far away from Jeff as possible to like in this
you're
like
gonna fall out of
tiny little
forward
like
as you
eight,
were.
I was probably 18 inches wide. Like
nice.
Like little like
yes,
seat
because it
that
is
we
built
had.
For children.
Yeah, it's built for children
but
and we're
responsibly let the kids go by themselves.
Yeah, and I didn't want to like make Jeff or Christy like be responsible for my kid or right. whatever. So I was just kind of like, well, this is happening. So
why is this happening?
Why is this happening?
Hashtag why is this happening?
So anyway, it was an uncomfortable minute and a half train ride on this little like Volkswagen.
And I have a picture of it.
And there wonderful is a picture of it that I'm adorable. Sure is going to go up on the Instagram on, you know, when next this week. Airs.
On well, Tuesday. Me and Dave rode it together at one point.
Yeah, but you and Dave weren't like awkward and uncomfortable. Well,
because Dave is fun size. Yes, it's my new favorite reference because Jeff just said it today. I forgot what we were doing.
We were at dinner.
Yeah, I don't know, but I forget how, like, oh, he said something about Dave's size, and he just goes, oh, that's okay, Dave, you're fun size.
I understand why. Because Dave was calling someone else fat, and he was saying, he's like, oh, I'm fat, so I can call other people fat. And Jeff was like, you're not fat, you're fun size. But the way that Jeff said
because
it.
Because they're flirting.
Of course they are.
It was like, I swear to God, he was like batting his eyes. He was like, you're not fat, you're fun size.
Because I can totally hear him saying that,
yes,
too.
I was like,
our husbands are flirting.
That's so funny.
It's weird.
Your husband is having FOMO issues.
I know he's major having major FOMO. FOMO. Today. Yeah, but fuck him because he was like, check out my view. So you know what? You can go sit on a dick.
Oy! Well, okay. That's like extremist. But anyway. They're like super dating each other. Like it's really amusing.
But
like,
that makes me happy though that they like they get along so well, because then it means that we can hang out and then we don't have to feel bad like, oh, we're forcing our husbands to hang out. No, they want to hang out.
No. There was a minute that because my son is with my in-laws right now, and which allows me to be here and Jeff to have the boys over at the house without having to worry about the
Nathan,
kid.
Yeah.
So they can drink and they can, you know, do whatever. I don't even want to know what they're doing. But
probably brushing each other's hair.
Who knows?
Then next comes the pillow fight.
The pillow fight. Because
in their underwear?
In their underwear. But
that's a visual.
There was a minute there that my in-laws called and they were like, well, because they're with, they don't live here. So they're staying with my husband's aunt. And she was like coming down with a little bit of a cold. So like, oh, we don't know if we're going to be able to take him because...
Well, you're taking him.
Ninja.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hang on. Alrighty. So now that we have been interrupted by the ninja, we are back. She definitely was sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Until she asked me for water. But yeah, she like came over here, sat on me, and fell asleep.
So I actually think that we actually noticed it a couple months ago. It only happened the one time. But we think that Link is a potential sleepwalker because yeah. There was one time that we found him when he was still like sleeping more in our room. Like he's actually more or less in his room now, but when he was in our room a lot, we found him once at our bedroom door trying to open it, and he was dead asleep. So David just like picked him up and put him back in bed, but like he was obviously their eyes are open, but there's like
yeah nothing's
like
going
the lights
on.
Are on, but no one's home.
Well, yeah, Sophie had a nightmare, I guess, last night, or she, I don't know if it was a nightmare or if she was dreaming, but she started crying. So I went over to her room to check on her, and she was like sitting up in her bed, like on her knees, and she saw me and she stood up in her bed and like hugged me and was like grabbing onto me super tight. And I'm like, mommy, what's wrong? Are you okay? And she was just kind of like crying softly, but like not really like boohoo crying, but just kind of like
Nathan did that a couple nights.
So I was like, okay, mommy, relax, something kids relax, calm down. Yeah. Something relax, calm down, lay down. Let's, you need to rest. And she was like, okay. So she laid down and she's like pulling me down with her. She's like, no, but I want you. And I'm like, okay, I'm right here. She's like, no, I want you, I want you. I'm like, okay, you need to move. If you want me to lay down, you need to move, because if you pull me down, I'm gonna land on top of you. So she like scooted back and I lay down and she like glued herself to me. So I'm like laying there cuddling her. The house is completely quiet because, like I said before, I was on the computer working and the TV was off, so there was no noise in the house. Like, even the dogs were being quiet. And I'm just laying there with her, and all of a sudden she just like kind of looked up at me, but her hair was in her face, and she goes, shh,
leave the child and the house and run.
That's a hard pass.
I was like,
big fucking no.
I'm like trying to look around, but she wouldn't even let me turn around because I was hugging her. So I had my back to her bedroom because her bed is up against a wall. So I have my back to the bedroom. I have my back to the door. I can't see anything but Sophie and the wall behind her. And she's just, and she's not saying a word. And I'm like, Sophie, who are you shushing? And she's just holding on to me. And I'm like,
hard pass.
Nope.
Okay. With you on that one.
She shushed a silent house three times.
All the no's.
And every time she did it, my heart stopped beating.
Well, no. 2 days ago when I was getting Link ready for school, I kept walking like past his bedroom. I had left his bedroom door open, and he's like starting to formulate sentences now that he's been in school, and he kept looking at me, and every time we'd pass by his room, he would go, Mama, what's that? And he would point to the back of his bedroom. And I'm just in my head, I'm like, I'm just going to pretend like you're not seeing a creepy ghost kid, or I'm just gonna, and I just kept telling him, Poppy, that's your bedroom. That's your bedroom. And I'm just going to pretend like you're not seeing something else, because that's just how I'm going to keep my sanity today. Mama, what's that? Mama, what's that?
That's your bedroom. Yep. That's all.
That's your room and all your toys.
Quarto, Poppy. That's your room where your toys are. Okay. I'm going to pretend like that wasn't creepy.
I do the same thing. And then when more Sophie than Oliver. Oliver hasn't really creeped me out so much, but
kids are creepy.
Yeah, no, they are. Kids are creepy. They really are. So when she was about one, I was giving her a bath, and again the house was quiet because it was just she and I in the house, and I'm giving her a bath, and the door to the bathroom was open because I was like, waiting for my dad to come over or my mom. So the door opened so I could hear the door. Like, Sophie was sitting on her butt, and then all of a sudden, she was, like, looking behind my head. She sat up on her knees.
When they look past you, that's fucking
she
weird.
She sat up on her knees, was looking past me, and then, like, pointing like, right above my head, and I was like,
nope.
I was like, I'm out. I am not turning around.
Listen. I have told this to Jeff many a time.
Oh, I'll watch horror movies. I don't care, but that shit in real life.
No, you know those TV shows about like the family that like the house, like there's something like moving around or possessed or whatever. Then like the family's like still living there.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm like, no, I would not be that family. I would be like, you know, you could stay. I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
there's plenty of other places for me to stay.
I'm like, listen, I will sleep on, my entire family will sleep on somebody's couch.
I'll
and I will pay
in my
rent
car. I will sleep in my goddamn car.
Outside of the house.
If it's like Paranormal Activity, it follows you around.
No, follow me in my car. Stephanie. I'm just going to sit in my car.
That's what happened in Paranormal
Activity. I don't watch those movies.
That's why I don't watch those movies.
Okay, well, I do. So whatever.
Well, you keep that negativity to yourself.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. On a more positive note.
Yes, please.
There was a Professor Jim Horn of Loughborough University. I hope I said that right.
Is this another like...
Okay, you're going to these educational ones?
Is this another like way. Common
this is
sense
a good one.
Study?
Can I fucking finish?
No, bitch.
Well, fuck you then.
That's what you get for
you're the one
for
that's
scaring me now.
This University of England says that poor sleep for women is strongly associated with high levels of psychological distress and greater feelings of hostility, depression, and anger. I don't know why we're pissed off all the time.
So another common sense
sleep.
Study,
basically.
This is obvious as fuck news.
That reminds me. I'm actually very glad that medical marijuana passed here because I need some gummy bears so that I can go to sleep. Thank you.
Like,
well, I suffer from chronic back pain, so
my heel spur is kicking in. So I'm like,
I can't sleep.
So yeah, it basically says that a woman's brain is more complex than a man's, and
really shocker.
And we need more sleep, so in order to rest the brain,
and not even the women's. I think a parent's brain, like we don't sleep.
Parents we don't
sleep for the first couple years.
I don't
even
sleep,
if you have like, a good sleeper. There's shit like your kid telling you to shush in the middle of the night. Like you don't sleep.
Mama, what's that? But, Mama, what's that? Nothing.
Nothing.
You. It is your bed. Shut up.
It's not the man that died in this house before my parents left.
Shut
here.
The fuck up. I'm not gonna fucking sleep. You guys are going home to your husbands. Mine's not here right now. Fucking hate you both.
Me? She started it.
Well, you're not. She told the story about her creepy kid first.
Well, sure. You guys are going home in the same car, so fuck both of you.
That is true. But God knows what we're coming home to.
Yeah,
this is true. That might be, I can sleep with the TV on.
That might be scarier than creepy ghost kids.
This is true. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, like I don't sleep. Like my mom gets mad at me all the time. She's like, "Oh, did you sleep?" And I'm like, "No," because if they're sick, they wake up, and then when they start getting better, you're still expecting them to wake up. So you're like, "What was that noise? What was that noise? Did they cough? What was that noise?" So you don't. Your mind like never turns off. So of course, women don't sleep. Yeah, moms don't sleep. Like that's
yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, no. I don't sleep. It's okay. I've already accepted it.
I'll sleep when I'm dead. A study out of a university, Washington State University, shows that wine and weight loss go hand in hand.
That is my favorite study.
That is my
ever.
Favorite study. Thanks I think that's fantastic.
A substance called resveratrol. Oh, I know resveratrol. I know resveratrol because of Real Housewives of Orange County. That's neither here nor there. The compound, which is found in red wine, not white wine, Jeffrey, was shown to help convert white
to lose weight.
Fat.
No, he stopped drinking soda and lost like 15 pounds.
Fuck guys, him. I hate them. the resveratrol, which is found in red wine, has helped to... It converts white fat into beige fat, and the beige fat is what's easier to burn off.
So you still have to exercise.
Well, I mean, shopping is my cardio. I'm like Carrie Bradshaw.
Walking through Target is mine.
I actually went to the mall today.
The really? Mall?
The like mall. The real mall? Yeah.
Why?
Because I had to buy a dress.
Oh.
So I went to the mall at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I was able to
it's
leave.
It's nice work. At that time.
Yeah, because there's not a whole lot of people there.
Yeah, even though
it's usually just moms and like the little kids, so it's really not that.
Well, I went to the mall that's tourist, super tourist.
Oh yeah, even though I've come to the decision that nobody works in Miami. Nope.
No, they don't,
because there's traffic 24/7.
Well, we're getting to the Christmas season now, so no, it's not going to get better.
No, because the day that before, like the week before the election, that Obama was at FIU.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Obama.
There was. I was texting somebody and she was like, why is there so much, like, does nobody work in the city? It's 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I always feel the same
it
way.
It is bumper to bumper traffic. Like, what is everybody doing? How does anybody make money? How does anybody pay bills? Because
yes.
I don't know what people. There's well, gotta we be also a lot of drug money very, in the city because
we
like,
also live in a very touristy city.
Yeah.
So okay.
Not that I'm promoting it, but if there is drug money, I'm still poor.
Yeah.
How do I acquire some of this?
Yeah.
Please share.
Yeah, seriously.
Share your tips.
I have a question for you guys. It might seem like a little bit of a weird question, but it goes with my story. So just give me. Okay. Did any of you ever or consider?
Do you, never do you do have this, I ever. What?
Or
never
did you consider eating your placenta?
I did.
Did you eat it?
No. I wanted to, but people looked at me weird, and Jeff thought I was crazy.
Okay.
And my friends thought I was weird, and they told me that I was just being.
So I'm trying not to judge people that do, because I've heard that there's like.
I wanted to, because. Of
it, I thought about encapsulating it, because I'm super.
That's what I wanted to do.
Super picky, and I figured I could take a pill. But.
Yeah. Well there's people that like turn it into smoothies and shit.
No. I wanted to encapsulate it, because I have a friend that did it. And it worked out very well for her, and it's also very beneficial to combat postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Well, maybe for postpartum depression, but the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, has just concluded a study that a lot of people say because it combats iron deficiencies during pregnancy and childbirth, that. And that apparently has been debunked. So yes. If you did eat your placenta. For iron deficiencies, you just ate a gross organ for absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I real quick, since we're talking about placenta?
I know that a lot of people are really into it. I just want to like disclaimer before I'm not
anything about that. Like, I keep hearing, as the only C-section mama here, I keep hearing like when you have a C-section that like they take your organs out to get to the baby. And the more I think about that, the more that really fucking pisses me off, because the uterus is on top of everything. Like, they may have to move your bladder over.
But Dave told me that the placenta was more disgusting than the actual birth.
Well, yeah.
Jeff wasn't, like, he didn't see that because he had already, like, gone with Nathan.
Well, Dave went with Lincoln, but then, like, kept, like, looking over his shoulder to, like, just make sure I was okay. And he said that he saw the placenta and it came out because my friend that's an OBGYN nurse told me that there's two sides of it. There's like the muscly side and there's the other side was like shiny. So it's like weird. It's like a weird like shiny tissue. And he says mine came out on the shiny side. And it was like, he said, I thought that the birth
was gross.
You didn't
take pictures of that?
No. Sweetie.
Listen. So you remember, Jeff was avoiding as much of that area, so because what was the quote? He didn't want to see his favorite bar burn down.
Oh Lord!
He heard this on. I told Dave. A talk show.
So I told Dave to do that. I told him to like avoid it at all costs and stand behind me and whatever. And he didn't. He ignored me, and he was like 2 inches shy of like getting all up in there and like moving the doctor out of the way because he was like all involved,
like Ross.
Yeah, basically, and But yeah, he said that the placenta was, he's like, as gross as birth was and as much blood and all that stuff, he's like, the placenta was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. So I'm trying not to judge people that do it because I know that there are a lot of, especially the more like crunchy granola moms that are like into that. And that's, you know, more power to you. You're a stronger woman than I am for being able to stomach that. But
Vanessa's Kardashian soul sister.
Well, yeah, Kourtney did it. Yeah. Like Kourtney put it in a pill form.
Well, yeah, I would. I thought about it, and then I just got lazy and didn't research, and then I moved on.
See, I was gonna do the encapsulation because I have a friend that actually did it. She, I guess you could call her more the granola mom. She's the mother of 6 right now.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Most of which,
like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep.
And I think they're at 6. And most 6? Of which have been home births.
1 Mississippi.
And most of them have been home births.
Mississippi-lessly? What?
She's a fucking trooper.
High five.
Like no epidural? Mm-mm. How do people do that?
I don't
know. Well, one of my best friends here in Miami, like, toughed it out.
I mean, I know people that have done
it. And, like, she did it, like, because she wanted to see if she could.
Well, it's obviously doable, but...
I mean,
made drugs for a reason.
God, they made drugs for a reason.
But they made the drugs for a reason. Like,
I had to tell you, I didn't find contractions so bad, and I didn't, like, I it was pretty manageable. The reason that I did end up doing the... because I went... Excuse me, I went quite a while. Of the 14 hours I was in labor, I did 11 without epidural. And the reason I ended up doing it is because I knew that things were going to start to, like, move along.
Yeah.
And things were going to, like, rip. And things were going to just, like, and they need to do a lot more examination and hands going places. And I shouldn't want to feel that.
Yeah.
The contractions weren't so bad. It was more just, like, I knew what was coming. And I was like, well, I better do it now before it's too late.
Yeah, no. But yeah, my friend, like, she did the encapsulation. And then I had seen it on TV and stuff like that. And I did some research on it. And a lot
we
of
we saw it,
it
on the Kardashians.
Actually, I saw it first. I don't know if I saw it on the Kardashians first or if I saw it on Tia and Tamara Mari's show.
I think I saw it on the Kardashians first.
Because one of them did it. I can't remember which one. But I had looked into it because I was really scared of postpartum depression. Like, I was really freaking scared about it.
Me too.
But
I was more scared the second time.
I was really scared the first time. But luckily, I was able to get through without any problems or complications from that. But that was one of the reasons I was going to do it, because I heard that that is like one of the really good ways, because I don't know if, because the whole thing that apparently one of the reasons that you go into postpartum is your body's feeling a withdrawal.
Yeah.
That makes sense. The placenta and the encapsulation and the taking the pills keeps your body at like a certain level. So like it lets you level off. So I was looking into it for that. So yeah, like as far as like beat it up like a steak or a smoothie.
There are people that
die.
There are people that cook it.
I can't do that. I don't like veal.
Like, no offense. I'm sorry if you cooked your placenta.
I don't like veal.
Like, good for
I don't
you.
Like veal, But I don't think I've ever had veal. And then it was fed to me a few times in Italy before I realized what I was eating. It's fucking amazing. It's
delicious.
Oh my God. It hurt my soul to eat it.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe
that. We've all seen the South Park episode.
You have to not think about it.
We've all seen the South Park episode.
I'm glad I didn't know that I was eating veal until I was done. But I was like, this is so fucking...
That's like when I ate rabbit. When I was like, oh my God, that would make me so sad. In Spain, my family has a farm. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they have on the farm is rabbits. And I thought they were just like cute little pet rabbits.
Oh, my grandfather, every year when I used to visit him in Venezuela, he would buy me a little like pet bunny.
And bunny then, was dinner?
Yeah, well... It wasn't dinner until I would leave because I would spend like a month and a half down there every summer. And then he would buy the bunny. And every year he bought the same bunny, the same color. So I thought it was the same bunny every year. But then after I left...
They ate the bunny?
I think they did.
Well,
hasn't been confirmed to me, but I don't want to ask.
I remember playing with the bunny, and then my brother and I each like claimed our own bunny or whatever. And then I remember my cousin, like a couple of hours later, like they had taken us out of like the bunny like habitat. I don't know, that's probably not the right word for it. But,
I'll accept it.
Sure. And then like distracted us with something else. And then I remember my cousin, like I don't think we were supposed to see this, but holding up like bunny carcass and putting it on the barbecue. And I was like, oh, but I'm not going to eat rabbit. And then my mom's like, it's okay. You don't have to eat rabbit. You can eat chicken. And they gave me this quote unquote
such asshole
chicken. And I found out like later that it was I ate the bunny that I was just playing with a couple hours.
That's so mean.
This is like traumatizing.
Well, Neri in Nicaragua, he went and saw, like they went and I don't know if it was a pig or a cow, but he saw how they slaughtered.
Well, look,
I think it was a cow.
I grew up in Miami. I'm Cuban. I've seen the pig thing every Christmas.
Well, yeah, but you see it already dead.
No. You go to the farm and you pick it out. Farm
and you can pick out your chicken.
That was a rite of passage.
I don't want to do that. No, nope.
You're not Cuban.
You're not Cuban enough for that.
I'm not.
You're Cuban for something.
I'm not. I hate, like, when... I hate seeing the whole pig. I hate seeing the head of the pig. It irks me. It creeps me the fuck. I hate going to a restaurant and the table next to me orders the whole fish. I feel like the fish from their table is staring at me like, look what's happening. Like, you know what? I can't stand it. Here's the funny thing.
I can deal with the pig, but this happens to me in Thailand and stuff like that. Like, if I see...
I've been to Thailand.
I'm sorry.
I'm so cool.
Well, that's the only place I've ever saw a full-on whole fish put out of the table. Like,
I see that here all the time.
No, I avoid
places. Go to Bahamas Fish Market. They do
all... No.
Did you see a ladyboy show?
No. No, we
didn't. What the fuck did you go to Thailand for?
For a wedding?
A ladyboy show.
Well, if you listen to the Woobro episode, yeah. Stephanie talks about her ping pong pussy show and the ladyboy shows...
No, we did not because...
What a fucking waste of a trip to Thailand.
No, because I was not going to get, like... She went with a tour group and stuff like that. We were by ourselves. Like, where were we going to get killed?
I have friends of mine that went by themselves.
Those were not part... The Ladyboy show was part of the tour. The ping pong show was not part of the tour.
Listen, people warned us and my friend's family warned us that not to go with these people that were, like, going to tell us to go to these shows because they robbed from Americans. So I was traumatized. But they...
Waste.
They put the fish on the table and I'm just looking at it the entire meal waiting for it to go big mouth baths. Like, just like the tail and the head to start moving and singing all of a sudden. Just, I don't know why. Like, that's the visual that I was just waiting for. I was just staring at it. I was like, this is going to happen. And for some reason, I can't remember the song, but right now I've got the Warner Brothers frog in my head and I'm thinking, hello, my darling.
No, that's not what it is.
I know it's not what it is, but I'm thinking about it. Do you have any more news?
Yes, I do.
A little longer.
Did it come out clean? Yeah. A couple more. Yeah, it's still a bit.
We're cooking the pumpkin pie.
We discussed it last week a little bit, but the Earth has welcomed Dream Kardashian.
Hi.
Snapchat gave them a filter.
Rob, yes, they did. Rob this past week posted two photos that got a lot of heat. Number one was he posted a video of China co-sleeping with the baby. And the other one was he posted a photo of China breastfeeding.
People need to get
that breastfeeding photo. The boob is like four times bigger than that baby.
That's what my boobs look like when I was breastfeeding, and you saw me breastfeeding. You didn't say shit.
Because I'm not a rude asshole, and I don't see anything wrong with her breastfeeding her baby. That's just a giant ass boob.
I just saw the fact that like that baby's head was smaller than their boob. That's all I saw on that.
Oh my God. You just reminded me when Oliver was first born. Okay, so I'm Hispanic. So my areolas are brown. They're not pink. TMI. You are the whitest of the three of us.
I also have like direct European descent.
Yeah. Well, I do too, but my people are olive.
My people are from northern Spain, so they're white as fuck.
Italians are olive.
That's just cute.
No, but northern. My great-grandfather's from northern Spain, and they share a lot of the same ancestry with the Irish, so we're white as fuck.
Yeah. So I'm not. And so I was, like, trying to breastfeed Oliver, and Sophie's in the room, and she's watching me, and she's like, Mommy, what are you doing? I was like, well, I'm feeding the baby. I'm giving him milk. He's having his leche. She goes, oh, is it chocolate? And the whole room like just exploded with laughter because it was just so cute. I mean, it's chocolate. I get it. My areola is brown, so I get it. But it was just so funny and super cute. And of course, my dad likes to tell me that joke all the time.
I am a fan. I am a proponent. I did it of safe co-sleeping. I know it's not for everybody. I know that people have tried, and like I know that you and I have talked about it where you tried it and it didn't work out for you, and that's fine.
It just makes me nervous.
If it works,
we did it later on.
Like, I do it now.
I did it from 3 weeks.
No, see, Nathan was next to me in a like open bassinet that
I had one of those too, but then there was one night that he didn't really wake up a lot during the night, but he did want to feed. It wasn't really like a crying wake up, like whatever, but it happened accidentally actually, because I had him like I was like laying down nursing him, and then I just fell asleep.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Well, that would happen every once in a while.
That's what I would do with the kids in the morning, like after 4 or 4:30. I would just bring them in the bed and lay down and like breastfeed laying down, and then we would fall asleep that way.
Well, so here's what I do want to say, since I did read up. Since that like was kind of working out, I read up on like safe co-sleeping, and then from then on we did it safe, and you know, he's fine and
he's still alive.
We've never had any problems. The way that China and the baby were sleeping was very in line with like the safety recommendations, but there were hundreds of comments of course.
Because everybody has an opinion with the baby
and whatever. And this is the other thing is, Rob, it's a video. Rob is filming them. He's standing away from them filming them. So God forbid she does roll over a little too close or something. He can either wake her up and tell her, like, hey, move over a little bit, or he can remove the baby from the bed.
Exactly.
There was no
issue. But the thing is, there is so many, like, opinions.
Oh, my God.
Like, bro. Sleep with the baby. Don't sleep with the baby. Put the baby here. Put the baby on her back. So put the baby in the front. Put the baby on the side.
Okay, I am the first person to tell you I am a car seat crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I see pictures of kids like buckled incorrectly in their car seats, it makes me itchy. Like it makes me so angry, because to me, car seat safety is not an opinion. Like car seat safety is black and white.
Oh, I agree with you.
There is only one correct way to do it.
Arguments with my mother about this, because she wanted to turn Link around at one.
Yeah.
And he's small, like he's on the smaller side, like he's my husband's not a very tall man. I'm a normal size human.
He's fun size.
I'm a normal size human. Best answer ever.
My husband is apparently fun sized. Anyway, so Lincoln has always been, weight wise he's always been a 50 percentile, which is fine, but it's only very recently that he just in his last checkup became 60th percentile height wise. Before that, he was at 20.
So go Lincoln.
He's a little on the smaller side. And I know that that's more, it's not an age thing, it's a height weight thing. Mm-hmm. So
it is more of an age thing.
Oh, is it?
The weight has nothing to do with it because it has to do with like the muscle strength in your neck and your spine.
Okay.
Because
well, anyway, I didn't turn Link around until maybe like 3 weeks before his second birthday.
Right. Which is fine.
So, but my mother and my in-laws for that matter were like, no, he's one. You can turn him around already. I'm like, well, he's like, we turned all you guys around and you guys are fine. I'm like, well, that's fine. And we all got very
lucky. That's fine. We all slept in dropside cribs too. And those are dangerous.
You know, so, but I told him, I'm like, I got to the point with my mom that I had to tell her, I'm like, listen, if you're not going to keep him rear facing, then I can't have him go in the car with you. Because I need him rear facing. You know, so, I mean, I get that. And I kind of had to put it into perspective. And I told her, I'm like, as politely as possible. And I told her, I'm like, listen, if God forbid you get into an accident, you get rear-ended.
Yeah, that
he goes.
He's gonna go forward. Yeah,
he's gonna go forward. You know. So
well, like I said, I am a car seat crazy. But I'm not the kind of person that's gonna sit. Like I'm not a keyboard warrior. Like I'm not gonna sit on my computer and be like, "You're doing it wrong." Rah, rah, rah. I will post passive aggressive articles. When you see me post a car seat safety article, it's because I saw some shit. But we recently turned Oliver around, like, a couple weeks after his second birthday. And somebody commented on my husband's picture. Somebody that I don't really know. You were funny. Somebody that I don't know in real life. Like, I only know her from a playdate group. And she friend requested me. And I was like, well, I've kind of ignored this long enough. Let me just accept it. And then she comments.
Friend request there forever.
Well, yeah, usually I do. I don't really accept people that I don't really know. But I don't want to get into why I accepted it because then she's going to know I'm talking about her. But then she like left a comment on Neri's picture because he tagged me so she could see it. But she doesn't know him. She's not friends with him. And then I read it super, super condescending. My friend Patty was like, Vanessa, she just made a statement. And I was like, no. She was fucking bitch. And then I schooled her on like car seat. I'm like, I am not the one. So I can't even imagine being a fucking celebrity. And like every teeny little. And well, it's been five. Thing, I've been a parent for 5 years. This the is the first comment I've ever gotten on like, why are you doing that?
The
other one that
got the heat was the picture for breastfeeding. Because people were like, there were comments like, oh, well, this is the most, you know, this is beautiful. And bonding with the baby. Well,
that picture was like 80% breast.
It was. But that's not what people got upset about.
No, I know.
People got upset about like, this should be left in private. Like this.
Why
should not
is breastfeeding something that has to be a dirty little secret? Why do mothers have to hide their kids under a freaking blanket?
It was, and listen, it Instagram was women that were commenting this. Well, it wasn't men. Like it's most of the comments,
men.
I didn't
because it's only women that are upset because they don't want their men looking at other women's boobs.
I've heard that, and I'm like, you know what?
Grow up.
Get the fuck over it. If you feel threatened, and I'm saying this to the listeners out there, and you can all have your own opinions, and I get that, but if you are threatened by your husband looking at someone breastfeeding, the only thing your husband is thinking is maybe we should have a baby.
because there's nothing sexy about breastfeeding. There's nothing
sexy about breastfeeding.
And you're more comfortable. You're okay with him. You're okay with like bikini models on like Sports Illustrated, yeah. But you're not okay with like.
I don't get that. And look, whatever. Granted, do I think that you know he should be posting? Listen,
if you okay, there's two schools of thought. This is how I rewind. With breastfeeding, if you want to breastfeed in public, be my guest. But don't be that mom that's like, I need to breastfeed. And like pulls her shirt like over her head. Both boobs are exposed for no reason. Like you could do it in public. Just try to be discreet. I'm not saying cover.
You don't have to let out your whole entire boobs.
Just try to be a teensy, just a little discretion. Just a little bit.
Look, this is,
Uh-oh. There is a sound of a child.
I like how everybody just like tensed up because a baby's talking. Mama. And interruption number two.
Yeah, I think breastfeeding.
So I had one.
Well, is it really breastfeeding? We're talking more. It's more the picture.
It's
more
the picture. The
publicity of it, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 100% on board with public breastfeeding. So here, I just think a teensy bit of discretion
here's why I didn't
is all
breastfeed in public. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. I don't care. I don't, there's no shame in my game. Like, whatever. I did not want somebody to say something to me because I normally don't bite my tongue, but hormonal and like postpartum.
Yeah.
I was probably going to stab somebody.
You know what?
So I just wanted to avoid
society. Thanks you, because you probably would have killed somebody.
I probably would have.
But then I would have been like, my friend's on the news.
I made that bitch famous.
But listen,
I can see that.
But honestly, I don't feel like anybody could have faulted you because. Why does somebody need to come up to you?
But those people
need to shut their fucking mouth.
And I feel like, I hate to continue like doing the especially in Miami thing, but I feel like especially in Miami where like, I think it's, I don't know if it's a Hispanic thing or like, because I know there are other cultures that are similar to this, where people just kind of feel the need to just give you like unsolicited advice opinions all the time. Like strangers just come up to you and talk to you about shit and just like tell you random things, especially when it has to do with your kids. So if my worst scenario was I envision a man telling me that, you know, I needed to cover up or whatever. And I'm not even concerned about Dave at this point because Dave probably would have lost his shit, but I'm not even concerned about him because I'm more at this point, like more psycho. So I would have just like fucking lost it. I did have to once, and it was because I'd made the rookie mistake of, we were at church and our pastor, it was very Lion King. Our pastor wanted to present Lincoln to the congregation.
That is very Lion King.
He was like a month and a half old and we took him to church. It was like the first time. It was like our big comeback. Well,
don't call it a comeback.
Well, like I think I've discussed it before. My dad is a deacon at a church, which is, you know, everybody knows who we are. I've gone to this church my entire life.
The thing is, I could probably, I see it happening. And it makes total sense that I would be that your kid would be.
So, well, they did it with my niece. They did it with my niece when she was born. And so they wanted to do it with Lincoln because it's the deacon's grandson. So when we came to the mass and they did the whole thing, like they lifted him up in front of the, like all that was missing was fucking music, like the pilot episode of Modern Family where like the pilot episode of Modern Family where Cam like raises Lily to like the fucking Lion King soundtrack. It was very much like that. All that was missing was music. And afterwards we all went to a restaurant for like, because we invited family, we invited friends, like it was the whole thing. So we all went to lunch afterwards, and rookie mistake, I was a new mom, he was probably a month or 6 weeks old or something like that, and I had left my I was pumping and I had left my bottles of breast milk at home. I had taken everything else except my breast milk, and we were somewhere where there was a Babies R Us nearby, so like I could have gotten formula. But he was just, it was one of those moments where he's just like, so hungry, he's screaming, and there's nothing that's gonna, going to Babies R Us would have been another 15 minutes, right. And then, like, we would have had to buy everything, like the water, like everything, because you can't just use like regular sink water or whatever.
You can with baby number two, by the way. Well,
I came to discover you also can in Florida, because we have some of the cleanest water in the entire country.
There's also the premix and stuff like that. So
right. Well, that's what I wanted to do, was to buy premix. Florida. I didn't even have bottles. Like I would have had to buy bottles. Like I had nothing.
Your boob.
I had nothing. So I was like, I can either wait another 20 minutes and like this kid will like be
screaming for 20 minutes.
He's already screaming. He'll be screaming for another 20 minutes. Or I can just like put him on.
Mm-hmm.
So I whipped the blanket out and I just like put him on. I was wearing a strapless like maxi dress, so it was easy
for me to access.
Just like pop him on. And I had to breastfeed in front of like my husband's best friend and like a bunch of people, like in front of my father and in front of like a bunch of my in-laws. And
you
like,
breastfed in front of God and the whole congregation.
He's at your house right now, actually.
Ah,
so
hi, Benny.
So, but anyway, and I had to, because I just had no other choice.
Yeah.
I've
had those moments too. Like I remember the first time I had to breastfeed Sophie in public. I think she was like 3 months old, and both my kids were combo. Like they both got breast and bottle.
Well, yeah, Link got breast
and they got breast and formula. And I had with Sophie, like I had already prepped the water and I had like made it extra hot. So by the time she needed it, it would be the perfect temperature for her. But at the, I had like the bottle that I had, like I hadn't put the little like seal ring that it needed. Mm-hmm. So all the water like leaked out into my diaper bag. So I didn't have anything to feed her. So I had to like put her on the boob in the mall. Thankfully we were in a, in a mall that had a family bathroom, but I didn't like the family bathroom was actually like a smaller version of the public bathroom that had a seat inside and it had two stalls.
The best bathrooms are fucking Nordstrom because there's like,
oh yeah, the there. Nordstrom family there's bathrooms
like a seating area.
Are amazing. They are not the one in Dayland, but the one in Merrick Park is
amazing. I kind of have a thing for the IKEA family bathroom.
I haven't been to that one.
Family bathroom is good too. Yeah.
It's pretty good, and it also has like a strap-in seat but that you can put your kid in.
Yeah, it has.
Those are amazing.
That you just strap the kid and you stay because I gotta pee. So you stay.
Yeah, because I've had one too many moments where like Sophie crawls under the stall wall, and that's not okay. But when I was breastfeeding Sophie this time, I didn't lock the door to the family bathroom because since it had stalls inside, I'm like, well, what if somebody needs to come in? And the people that ended up coming in was five unsupervised children ranging from like 13 to 5. And they were so rowdy. And I'm here like struggling with my cover and the strollers in the way. And my friend was in the bathroom with me because she didn't want me to be myself. And I was like, this is the most uncomfortable thing ever. Like ever. So I did not enjoy breastfeeding in public again because I didn't want anybody to say anything to me. I didn't want anybody looking at me. So it's kind of like, you know what? If I have to do it, I will, but I'd rather not. I'm not comfortable doing it, so I don't want to do it. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, I'm uncomfortable breastfeeding in public, so you can't breastfeed in public. Hell no. Yeah. More power to you. If you want to breastfeed in public, do it.
Oh yeah.
I just don't think you need to like a whole song and dance production about breastfeeding. Like if you're going to do it, just do it. Just do it how you would do it at home. Quietly, comfortably, get it done. You're feeding. It's a feeding. It's not a show. Like, that's just, like, right. Again, just my opinion. I don't think you need to be, like, shouting into your megaphone, like, look at me, I'm breastfeeding. Just do it.
There's a big movement right now about normalizing breastfeeding, and
I'm completely behind it.
But I don't think that this, like, was about normalizing breastfeeding.
No.
Like, to go back to what, like, the core of this, mm-hmm. this wasn't about him saying, oh, look, breastfeeding is great. This was, here, check out the kid.
Yeah.
Like,
he was just posting a sweet picture. Honestly, I think it was just a sweet photo. I don't think he was doing it to be.
God, there's so many issues with the word sweet in that couple.
But they're new parents. He's a so new dad. Ones. It's his first baby, and it's a little girl. Men have like these bonds with their little baby girls.
I hope
girls.
He does because he cried when he found out that it was a girl and not a boy. I saw that episode.
So did Neri. Neri was like over the moon, like, I'm gonna have a little boy that's gonna play video games with me. And then we found out he was having a girl and he got choked up. Like, men just say stupid shit.
Well,
maybe he said that so that he wouldn't look stupid because he cried because he was happy he was having a girl.
No, he said he wanted to have a boy because he wanted the same bond between like that he had with his dad.
Okay, well, he still has plenty of time to have another baby to have a boy.
Well, don't perpetuate that. Don't perpetuate that couple. Don't.
Dave was told
but
by
why they actually
a family
happy?
Member.
Have you seen the show?
So what? They're dysfunctional.
They fight every day.
But maybe that's what gets them off, man.
Apparently it does.
Clearly they have a baby.
Well, Dave was told by a family member when he found out that Link was a boy, he was like, oh, congratulations, you put the apple on this, or the stem on the apple. I was like, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that supposed to?
Whatever. Jesus. Like, you have control of that. Like,
You have no, that's like when people tell you, oh, when are you going to have the, like, they tell me, when you have the girl?
Whenever.
When
Dave was telling me that in the car, he's like, I want a girl. I'm like, you know that that's not how this works, right?
But I mean, but you can still want what you want.
Well, yeah.
But that's not like, I'm going to make a girl. I'm like, no, that's not how that works. But saying I want a girl, like if I got pregnant now, I don't know, I'm torn. Like, I would like.
Well, you already have one of each. So
I know,
the next one is a bonus.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm torn. Like, would I want another girl or would I want another boy? I love my son. Like, he is so fucking special. So I completely understand why moms favor their boys. Not that I'm saying that Oliver is my favorite. Sophie Oliver is not my favorite.
Just listen to this.
Sophie Oliver's your favorite.
And totally be like,
that's fine.
There is proof.
The same conversation I have with my mom all the time. I tell her that she favors my brother and that my brother is a favorite. And
well, that was always like my mother, her justification for everything now is like, you have a boy, you understand. I'm like, oh, thanks.
But you don't understand because you don't have a girl.
Well, that's, I guess.
So you love your son because he's your son. He's your
my
baby.
Only kid at this point.
So right. I have one of each. I love both my kids. I love them an equal amount. But I know that Sophie is daddy's girl and Oliver's mama's boy. Like, that's just it.
But Dave tried to convince me the other day that he was. I said something about him being a mama's boy. He's like, I'm not a mama's boy. I was like,
David, I can see it from here that you're a mama's boy.
I was like, he's like, I'm not a mama's boy. I'm like, do you know who you are? Do you know what planet you're on?
Have you been watching your own life?
So yeah, so I wouldn't know. Like, I want a little girl so I can dress her up, but then if I have another,
I kind of feel the same way. Like, I want a girl because I want to like dress her up and I want her to be, even though she'll probably hate me.
But I kind of want.
Like, I know that if I have a girl, like, I was so terrible that I know that if I have a girl, like, I wasn't that bad, but I had a lot of like attitude. Shocking.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of attitude and I was always very rebellious and I was very like, if I wanted to do something, I was going to do it. And there was nobody that was going to stop me. So I know that that's just going to come back to me 10 times over. So she'll probably be like a tomboy that hates me and doesn't ever want to wear a dress and doesn't ever want to like be cute and wear bows and whatever.
Well,
so
like, I feel like if I have another girl, then Oliver will always just be my only son. But then I would love to have another boy because I'm having so much fun having a boy. Like, I was terrified of having a boy.
My mother has a sister and a brother. And my grandmother, again, my grandmother's like, I think I've talked about it before. My grandmother's like the quintessential, like, Cuban, like, Hispanic 50s, like, housewife. But they are in their 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. And my mother and my aunt still talk so much crap about how much my grandmother
favors uncle.
My uncle.
Yeah.
So, just a cautionary tale.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but maybe then if I have two boys and I have my boys, I'll have two. And then it's like, okay, well, which one of those is my favorite? But if I have another girl, then for sure, my boy, because he's the only boy. So that's why he gets to be the favorite. But like,
so you're just adding again that Ollie's your favorite.
I don't have a favorite. He's my favorite son.
Hey, future Sophie.
Future Sophie.
Oh, whatever. She'll know by then.
Sweetie, we all have brothers. We're all in the same boat.
Oh, no, I know. I know. And I said, like, the moment I found out I was having a boy, I was like, I am not going to pick favorites. Oliver's not going to be my favorite, but ugh, that little boy has me wrapped around his pinky.
Link is so good, and in so many ways, like, yeah, he's a bratty toddler right now, but like, he's so good in so many different ways, and I'm like, there's no way that another kid can live up to this. Like, there's no way that this another kid is.
That's what I said about Sophie.
Like, my kid has his issues, and he has his attitude, and he has the things that, like, you know, we've had our struggles and stuff like that. But you've seen my kid.
No, he's like a good boy.
I'm like, I can't make that again.
That's the thing is like, lightning doesn't strike twice.
But that's
like,
what I said about Sophie.
This most like nicest thing in the world. Shares so good. Like, he's just so caring. He just walks up to you and like kisses your leg, like, just for no reason.
Everything you guys are saying are like word for word what I said about Sophie. Like, my next kid is gonna be a dick. And yeah, he has his moments where, hello, that's why he was the Hulk for Halloween. But he is the sweetest when he's nice. He's so nice. He's loving. Like, we talked about it last time when, like, they said please and thank you to each other without being prompted. Like, he's really nice, and they both sleep amazing.
Yeah, you're lucky on that point.
So
yeah, that's the thing is, like, I got such a good sleeper that I know
I said the same exact thing, and either I got lucky twice.
Well, my mom says the same thing. My mom said that neither one of us were like that really terrible sleepers. So. Yeah.
See, my kid is a horrendous sleeper.
Both of us, apparently, both of us after 6 weeks were already like sleeping through the night.
Yeah.
No, mine's a horrendous sleeper. We have reasoning behind some of it, but
gummy melatonin.
But he,
my sympathies to you and Jeff.
Yeah, I'm just for real.
Question: it's either the next one's going to be a great sleeper or he's not, and then I'm really not going to sleep for the next like 15. Well,
18 years.
Apparently, per my boss, you don't sleep for the rest of your life.
Clearly.
Because...
Well, yeah, because then they're going to go off to college and you have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
And then when they start going out and, like, they have to come back to your house and then you...
My mom never had that problem. My mom sleeps like a log. My dad had, like...
I sleep like a log.
My poor dad, wasn't feeling well and, like, in the middle of the night and he, like, got out of bed and then he fell on the floor. And my mom was like, are you okay? I don't know what he said. She was like, and she rolled over and fell asleep again.
I'm actually not a great sleeper, so I'm the kind of person that if I wake up, I will not fall back asleep. It will take me like a good 2 or 3 hours to fall back asleep. So, like,
the good thing about this podcast is that I know on Fridays I sleep fantastic. Wow.
So anyway, like Link, if he's in his room and he wakes up in the middle of the night, like we'll normally bring him over to our bed because just we're too tired to like try to make him fall asleep in his own bed at that point. So, but I always make late David go get up and get him because even though I wake up when Link is crying, I know that if I get out of bed, I'm done. I'm up for the rest of the day.
Well, I make Neri,
even if it's 3:30 in the morning.
I make Neri get up because I'm the one that gets up all the time because he's not here.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So when he's here,
that's fair.
It is not my turn.
Okay.
Well, unless Oliver is having a bad night.
No, I got you there. I agree with you.
Yeah. Unless Oliver's having a bad night or something, and then after a couple hours, we'll take turns. But,
well,
most of the time, Neri's on deck when he's home.
Yeah. Well, to bring it back to a couple weeks ago, we were talking about hot dads.
Hot dad.
I don't particularly find him, like, super duper attractive, but I guess we have to talk about it. The Rock was named the sexiest man alive. Oh, I know. You and Neri are, like, obsessed with him.
Well, not obsessed. Like, listen.
Neri's obsessed.
Neri's fucking obsessed. Neri would leave me for The Rock.
I'm sure he would.
Well, I mean, I would leave him for The Rock, too.
The Rock was named the sexiest man alive. Chrissy just came
out. And he's a hot dad.
And he's a hot dad.
I totally tagged your husband in an article about when he was named because I was like, Neri's totally going to agree with this one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not like crazy obsessed like Neri. Like Neri's
no Neri would like
Neri would totally be a bottom.
Yeah, a power bottom.
Wow,
I love you, honey.
I don't think that you have to apologize for that. Like,
oh, I'm pretty sure he'll probably be like, yeah,
I said it like 500 times.
I'm pretty sure in one of the
yes, but I shouldn't really be the one calling him out.
Yeah, in one of the first Geekmore episodes when he talked about Samoa cookies.
Oh, because The Rock is Samoan.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure.
Speaking of The Rock, I can't wait to see Moana.
I know. It looks
I saw the trailer today, and it looks so cute.
Yeah. I'm all about the music.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm there with you.
We've told you many, many times.
We're fans.
LMM.
We're fans.
God. Like, you know, I'm a couple degrees away from that one, too. I can figure this out.
Can we get him on the podcast?
I don't know. Listen, I'm working on something.
Do you know that his wife is... I'm trying to remember.
We don't want her on the podcast.
No, we do.
We totally do.
No, we do.
No, but she's not him.
She can get us him.
That's true. They can come together.
A chemist lawyer. She has a master's. I can't remember if it's chemistry or physics. One of them. She has a master's in either chemistry or physics.
Nice.
And then she went to law school. She's fucking brilliant. Nice. Good for you.
Go girl.
And her name is brilliant. Vanessa.
Go girl.
Hey girl.
Her name is Vanessa.
Hey girl. Hey.
Did you really do that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So
yes, I did.
Christine. Vanessa Nadal, you have a standing.
Yes, you do. As long as you bring your husband with you.
And her son is like 2 months younger than Link.
Oh.
He was born the same year that the boys were born, but he was born.
Yeah, because he talks September? About it. Yeah, he talks about it. He opened Hamilton.
And yeah, like 4 weeks before.
4 weeks before he was born.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah, there you go.
I need to get into Hamilton so I know what you guys are talking
about.
Let's put it this way. I have never seen Hamilton.
I have a bootleg. I shouldn't probably say that, but
no.
I feel like...
Not if you want him on the show. No.
I'm sorry. Okay, in all fairness, I did not purchase it for myself. In all fairness,
but
I did
you
not,
purchased it.
I did not purchase it. No, I did not purchase it for myself. My husband was at the Orlando Con.
MegaCon?
That one. And he apparently there is a vendor that is a Broadway bootlegger. He says he's seen him several years. And
I haven't got to MegaCon. We've been trying to go to MegaCon.
And he saw the Hamilton one, and he was like, "Is this like the full musical?" And the guy was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "It was $25, so he bought it." So I have it. If you want,
we won't discuss the fact that that is wrong.
I am not,
and
no,
that you should
I,
not
I,
perpetuate.
I am a I am a theater lover. Like I will pay $150 a ticket to go see something like 100%. So whatever.
But we're not going to discuss the fact that that is wrong. That is wrong. I'm going to borrow that.
Okay, but it was purchased for me. I would have not. I would just say I would not have voluntarily.
But since it exists,
myself. But since I already have possession. It, since it's in my possession,
it would be a shame to, because to let not it just watch sit there and
collect
it. Yes.
Dust. Can I cannot get to New York to see Hamilton
or even get your hands on tickets, apparently.
Well, no.
My friend well, was now able that to
the
get
original there, cast is yeah, gone, now that it's not so bad.
Leslie Odom Jr. is releasing a Christmas album. This is our Broadway moment. Give us a second.
Okay, done. Okay.
This is where Vanessa starts checking Facebook.
I finally figured out our British... Oh, okay. Awkward British man edition.
Give me, I have one quick news art.
Sure,
story.
Go ahead.
So,
I love Eddie Redmayne.
Huh?
Sorry. I saw Fantastic Beasts today.
Oh. I should switch it out. Okay, I'm going to switch it out.
Fantastic Beasts.
Because in the Miami area, in Bal Harbour to be exact, this story came out.
There's a lot of rich people in Bal Harbour. For people that don't know Miami, Bal Harbour is like one. There's certain neighborhoods in Miami that where like the ultra wealthy live. Bal Harbour is one of them.
Like, I don't know if this family has a lot of money or what the deal is, but they're a family that lives in this area, and a video from their security cameras or their baby monitors that they have surfaced, because basically what happened was the mother was getting the kids ready for bed, and she has about 5 kids, I think, and the youngest being an 11-month-old, and she put him on the changing table, and you see in the video that she turns around for a second to man the other kids. And the kid like drapes his leg over and starts to turn and falls off of the changing table just as the 9-year-old brother like head dives in to catch the kid.
Oh,
so the kid is like, and you see her like holding the both kids, and you see her like talking to her, to the older kid, like you did good, you did good, you did good, and it's become a news story, like one of those good like feel good pieces, and like they've told the kid, you know, you saved your little sister's life, or you know, brother, sister, I can't remember if it's a boy or a girl, you saved your little sister's life, you know, you are a hero, you know, she, you know, and the kid even said, he's like, I don't know how I got there in time, like the whole 9 yards. So it's a one of these stories, and I'm not going where you think I'm going with this. Which we all know, you have to be careful with kids on changing tables and stuff like that. And but anybody turns their back for a second, it can happen
to anybody.
Yeah, it can happen to anybody.
I've turned for 2 seconds plenty of times. Yeah. I mean, thank God. Oh, thing
Oliver's
happened.
New favorite thing when I open his T-shirt drawer, because it's the middle drawer of his changing table. He likes to stand in it.
Yeah, no, and that's
I think I said it before. I have the recalled IKEA mom drawers.
Super safe.
Lincoln likes to open all of them and then stand on the bottom one.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're anchored to the wall, so like
you are responsible.
Yeah,
so but it's
like,
not a problem.
Yeah, like, so my thing was that like everybody was like, "Oh, you're gonna bring this up." I'm like, "Yeah, but it's not why you think I am," because I told my friends, I'm like, "I'm gonna bring this up on our podcast," because I was laughing about this. I found this amusing, so I was reading the article. Yeah, I was reading the article about this, and the mom is telling the thing, you know, it's a miracle. And, you know, I told my son, he like saved his brother and all this stuff. And she goes, yeah, you don't know. I never thought it would happen. And, you know, I just turned away for a second. And then these type of things, you know, it's nothing like this has never happened, you know. And my thing was, and again, I don't know these people. You know, she's the mother of like 5, you know, Lord. Whatever she's, yeah, whatever, you know, but my whole thing is the first thing I saw when I read it, I was like, why are you lying? You got 5 kids. Somebody fell. Somebody has fallen.
Of course somebody's fallen.
You have 5 children. One of them has fallen.
Listen, Sophie was 6 months old. My first Mother's Day. My very first Mother's Day with a baby, because I was pregnant with her technically for my first Mother's Day. We're getting ready to go like see Neri's mom, and then after that go see my mom or whatever. And I'm looking in the mirror, looking at myself. Neri's, I don't know, doing whatever. Nobody's watching Sophie. She's 6 months old. She was in the middle of our bed. Like, she was in her boppy, so she wasn't really supposed to, like, be able to roll. But it was the day she decided, I can roll. She rolled right off of our bed. Thank God we had an IKEA bed, so it was only, like, 1.5 feet off the ground. And she landed on top of a sneaker, so she didn't hit the tile. But, oh, my God.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, listen, we are real. Like, this is a real, like, we're real moms. Like, this shit really, my mom doesn't even know this story.
Nathan jumped off the changing table on plenty of times.
Oliver is like a fucking unicorn. Like, he has hit his head so many times. It's like he has a permanent bump. Like, it finally starts to go away, and then the lump comes back. Like, he hits his head all the time. He hit his head 3 times waiting for one doctor's appointment. He hit his head once and he got like a bump in the middle, and then I don't know what he did, but he like fell into a corner, like the where the walls meet, and he got a bump.
Is that what a corner is?
Well, like, I mean, like, not, I mean, not like the, like the edge, of, not the corner like, of a I table.
What you did there.
Listen, bitch, I didn't mean like the corner of the table, which is like an edge. I meant like he hit the corner in the wall. So he got a bump on either side of the bump he already had. So he had like a fucking rhinoceros or a triceratops, had 3 horns coming out of his forehead. And then I had to go see the pediatrician, and he's like, what happened? I'm like, he fell twice in your waiting room.
Well,
so, Link has fallen off. Link refused to sit in a high chair anymore. Because he's big. He's mama, I'm big.
Yeah.
And he has fallen off the stool because yeah. That's, he wants to sit on a stool because we usually sit
mommy,
at the counter.
Help.
Yeah. No, he goes, help. He sticks himself in between the stool and the counter and he goes, mama, help. Mama, help.
Yeah, they but all learned help really well.
He's fallen off of the stool 2 days in a row.
Of course.
To the point where he went to school today with a black eye.
Nice.
And the teachers, as soon as I got there, like panicking, like, what happened? What happened? Like, no, I don't beat my child.
Well, Sophie has a birthmark on her butt that looks like a bruise. It's called
Lincoln has one too.
Yeah, the Mongolian spot.
It looks like a tramp stamp.
Well, Sophie's is like on her butt. Sophie's was worse than Oliver's because Oliver has one
Link
too.
In his tramp stamp spot.
Nice.
Like right above his ass.
Sophie's and Oliver's are both like on their ass cheeks. So every time I've like filled out daycare paperwork and it's like, do you have any additional comments? I'm like, my daughter has a birthmark on her ass. Well, I don't write ass, but she has a birthmark on her butt that looks like a bruise, but it's a birthmark. It is not going to go away because the last thing I need is like somebody to be changing her diaper, helping her in the bathroom and seeing that on her butt. Like, what the fuck happened to this kid?
Well, the first times that both my mother-in-law and my mom took care of him, they both called me like in a panic, like, I don't know how we got this, I'm so sorry. And like, he was like a newborn, so you know, whatever, I'm so sorry, I don't know how this happened. I'm like, no, don't worry, it's fine, just a Mongolian spot, it's like no big deal. Apparently
he gets it from Dave's side.
No, well, maybe the pediatrician told me that happens with like the mixing of the races. So like when and Dave's, I mean, my family for the most part is like pretty European. My dad does have some Asian, but David's family has a lot of ancestry from like southern Spain and even from Africa.
Yeah.
Northern Africa.
Yeah, the darker skin.
So the darker skin tones is apparently what makes that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Larry's family is all Nicaraguan. They're all darker.
Right.
Yeah, brown. Nathan doesn't have that because my child is pasty.
Yeah.
And my husband is pasty.
Well, Oliver's pretty pasty too. He's not as dark as Sophie is.
No. He's not,
but he has one, but it's not as bad as
Nathan didn't know that he had the hemangiomas on his head, the angel kisses. That's what they call them. But
is that what we would call a remolino?
No.
It's like they're like little clusters of like
it's like blood vessels, parts of the placenta. As it's moving up along the wall of your uterus, it to move out of the way so the kid could come out. The skin cells that it releases, if the child's body, depending where it's forming, if it could go right through or it can attach onto the child.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah,
it's like those little red.
I have pictures of them. I'll show them to you. Yeah, it looks like.
No, I know what you're talking about. I just didn't know that's what caused it.
Yeah, yeah. We found out because we took him to a specialist because it was like right on his head, and everybody was like, "Well, luckily his hair was growing around it, so it wasn't like a big deal." Because they said that it could take all the way to like when he was like 5 years old to get.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, but they come out and then they start going backwards. So.
Mary's niece had that. One of Mary's best friend's kids had that. I have another friend, her daughter had it like right in the middle of her eyebrows,
right under her eye, but that had to be treated because that could get dangerous. But yeah, like that's the reason. That was my thing. I don't know if you heard stuff, because like that was my thing. I was like, I saw the article and everything was great about it, and I'm like, but I can see, okay, she probably have felt the urge because she didn't want to be judged. So she had to say
of course she didn't want to be judged.
Yeah, so she said the comment of, you know, I didn't. What? This is a feat that I'm balancing right now.
Because you could just put your glass down.
You could.
No. You got to do this all together. So I don't have the boob action.
She doesn't have the boob girth.
We're refilling. Sorry. So I saw this. Such a beautiful sound.
I heard it.
So
I'm wearing headphones
again. She had to say, oh, nothing like that's ever happened before. And like, I get it. Okay. And you know what? If she is,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
Mother on earth. Because five kids.
But honestly, it can even happen when you're watching them.
No, yeah, that's right.
Because one of the last times we went to Disney.
I've turned around and bumped Link into a wall.
Or oh, yeah, I do car that too.
Door. Oh, like Nathan is. I've been carrying him into his room to change him.
To the point where he's not like that too.
And he does a turn.
Ow, mama. Ow.
He'll do a turn or he'll move his head unexpectedly and bam, just right into the frame of the door. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm an horrible mother.
I was dancing around with Sophie out here in the living room. And I forgot what song we were dancing to, and I was had her on my hip, and I was bouncing around. I turned her a little too fast, and like smacked her head into the wall.
Where
it happened?
Well, we were just okay. The day we went to the fair, mm-hmm. the day that we went to the carnival, Nathan is sitting on my lap at the dinner table. We're sitting at the table, and he's like playing with something, and he's just getting a little bit like anxious, like, because he wants to. He can tell we're all getting dressed, mm-hmm. so he's ready to go, and he's just like climbing off of me, climbing on me, climbing off of me, climbing on me. And then all of a sudden, in one of his like climbing off of me, his foot slips. He slips and just goes flat onto the floor. And like barely, luckily, like he's learned to like
Lincoln's
lift his
rolled
head.
Off my bed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I told the service Sophie on Mother's Day.
Like Nathan, like now, like he like has good neck control, so he like he fell on the floor, but he like holds his head up so it doesn't hit the floor. Right. Thank God. But like he fell and he just started crying because he gets scared. And then like so Jeff and my mom like run out and they're like, oh my God, what happened? And I'm like, he fell. But where? Well, where were you? I'm like.
Right here.
The first time that Link fell off the stool this week, I saw it happening and I was sitting in a stool.
There's nothing you could do about it.
There really isn't.
I had enough reaction that like I stuck my leg out. So I my leg broke the fall. Right. So he didn't actually hit himself, but he just got like scared.
And then he screams because.
And then he cries because. But then of course everybody makes a big deal about it. But like, oh my God, but his cheek just
like he didn't hit himself. Thing. He's just.
But like, even when you're watching them, that's they fall off the bed. One of the last times.
I told the story a couple weeks ago that like my mother and I were both, excuse me, right next to him and he stuck his hand in a Scentsy warmer.
Yeah. Well, I was watching Sophie and Oliver play. We were in a hotel. I was watching them like play on the bed and they were kind of like rolling around. And I'm like as far away as I am from the coffee table, it's like a foot and a half, not even within arm's reach. I just watched Oliver go head first off the side of the bed. I grabbed his ankle before he hit the floor.
Like yeah, listen,
we don't have like superhuman reactions. Like we try our best.
Yeah. Oh, I've watched Oliver like because the way that my living room is set up, we have a sectional and then I have the coffee table in the middle. But when the kids are awake, the coffee table is pushed up against the sectional and against the TV stand so that he can't get to the outlet strip to turn off the power to everything because that's where the internet, the modem, the router, all that stuff is. So I have the coffee table pushed up against it. So sometimes like I see him, he like bounces on the couch. And one day I watched him like just bounce, 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 and he went over the armrest. Like he went head first over the armrest, and I like sit in the corner. I was sitting
it's
in the corner where Stephanie was.
Time,
no, right? I was it's just like watching time. Him go. I'm like, oh, he's bouncing, and then bounce, bounce, bounce. Oops, there he went. Like I just saw his feet, and I'm like, oh, that. And then I was waiting. I was like, is the cry coming? And he just like popped up. I was like, that was funny.
That's what I mean. Like that's
it happens
like,
to the best of us.
Yeah,
guys.
And that's why when I saw the article, and I was all like, which first of all, I will
but,
tell
I mean,
you,
do you know how much shit she would get if she was like, yeah, that's like the eighth time he's fallen.
Yeah, like I get it, and that's why
someone
like,
would probably call DCF on the poor woman.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's like so. When I, me and my friend were reading the article, we're texting each other, and she's like, you know, some of those kids have fallen before. Like, it's
of course they
if
have.
If they have not, she has like a rubber house.
That or she has like
an army of nannies,
yeah,
holding every child and never letting them touch the floor. But yeah, like I was
not only she in Bell Harbor. There was somebody recording that video.
Well, I think it was.
She also can afford to have five children. So.
Yeah. Well.
Well, and you do see she turns around and
If she's in Bell Harbor, she can afford to have five children.
Yeah. She turns around and like the kid just like happens to fling the leg over and happens. Because I'm sorry, not and I saw so many Sancta mommies on those feeds saying, "Well, I always like fasten my kid to the changing table.
I cut those seatbelts off I'm the like, changing back
and uses that." And I'm you know like, what?
These
happens?
Are scratching up the wood on my table. So
yeah. And I'm sorry. Do you know what happens when your kid is strapped into that?
Yeah, the
and
whole thing goes with it.
He goes with it and it smothers him.
Exactly.
It does not help.
Or he lands on all fours and then looks like a turtle.
But yeah, like I saw this article and like I was like, okay, let's be real. Like, we
let's
know.
Be honest.
Lady. And you know, good kid, way to go.
And yes, was, high five to that 9-year-old that caught his little brother.
Yeah.
Like, that is fantastic.
He did really good. And now on the side note, Listen, mom.
We ain't judging you. This is a safe space.
We know it's probably happened before to other children.
It's okay.
Because we know. And mommy's it's out okay. there. If your kid fell or falls, don't let anybody make you feel like shit.
Send
everybody
us a story.
Does it.
Yeah, yes.
We'll keep it anonymous if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We will keep it anonymous. If you do not want us to say your name, we will keep your information anonymous.
Yes. But yeah, It's all good. It's all good. But that was my one news story that I've been holding on to all week because I was like, no.
Well, I finally narrowed down my awkward British guy.
Let's do it.
I'm awkward, excited about this.
But cute British guy.
Okay.
Kill, marry, fuck.
Okay.
Okay. So we have Tom Hiddleston.
Okay.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Eddie Redmayne. Go.
Okay. Okay.
Really struggling with this.
Yeah.
I'm not struggling. I'm just mine. Like, there's two mine. that are like interchangeable.
There's two that's
for
interchangeable for me, but I think, and mine's going to be really geeky answer.
You want to go first?
Sure. Okay. So I feel, and this is thanks to.
Send us
to,
your fuck, marry, kill.
Yes,
and we will read it. We'll read your selections to ours, or if there's a topic you want us to do.
Or if you have any ideas for our new segment of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
That's what I meant.
Like breaking news.
What?
Vice President-elect Mike Pence went to Hamilton tonight.
Fuck, that's so fucking... Why does everybody get to go to Hamilton by me? Okay, sorry. I'm sorry for
okay,
that.
Okay, back level. To our Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Go to Hamilton by me.
Vanessa, you might have to fix the levels on that one.
Hamilton producers, if you want to send us tickets.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, if you're listening. Whoa. Please.
Steph will get back the DVD.
I swear to God.
She'll throw it away.
$25 that Dave spent on
she
it.
She really didn't enjoy it. No, she did. She loved it.
I did. I enjoyed the fuck out of it. But that doesn't mean I didn't feel guilty.
It's just because it wasn't here. We just had children. We couldn't travel to New York.
We can't travel. Okay. So fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Let's keep this together.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep this train on the track, guys.
Due to recent videos that have come out of Eddie Redmayne promoting and supporting Hufflepuff.
Oh, Lord.
And saying that... Because I don't know if you've seen that PSA that because Jeff posted it.
I didn't watch it, but I saw him post it.
It was pretty impressive. I think...
But Eddie Redmayne...
Fuck Hufflepuff.
...is a Hufflepuff, not Newt Scamander.
No.
Because I think Newt Scamander is a Ravenclaw, but whatever.
Which I think he's...
Newt Scamander is American?
No.
Oh, he's not... Oh, never mind.
No. I just saw the movie today.
They haven't said it yet.
No, but I just saw the movie today. He's completely
Hogwarts
student.
The American houses are completely different. That's why
it looks like, from what I've seen, that he's probably going to be a Ravenclaw, which
well, he was wearing Ravenclaw colors.
I actually did the Illuminati sorting.
I haven't done it yet.
I did the Ilvermorny sorting and I was a Thunderbird. I thought that was
I haven't done the new American
houses. Much better than my lame.
Is that on Pottermore?
Yes. Much okay, better than my lame as fuck Patronus.
Okay. Anyway. I'll have to do that one. But due to that, I feel I am going to marry Eddie Redmayne because I feel he's going to try very hard to be a good husband. Because
he is a husband and a daddy.
No, but I mean that Hufflepuffs don't give a fuck and Hufflepuffs are, you know, trying to prove themselves.
Fuck Hufflepuff.
But he's trying to prove himself, I feel. So he's going to be a really good husband. Because he's going to, like, try to prove himself. Now,
as the Slytherin, I am personally offended by Hufflepuff.
Oh, well. I'm a Ravenclaw. I agree. I allow for...
If anybody is shocked that I'm a Slytherin.
I'm a Slytherin, yeah. And I don't give a fuck what house you're in.
Shush your faces. So, and then...
You would not have approved of our scarves.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, it's okay. I had my shirt already. And I wore it in solidarity.
I would just like to tell our audience that I have eaten half a tub of Cool Whip.
Did you get your pumpkin pie?
Should be ready, by the way.
It should be ready. It's cooling on the stove.
It's
cooling on the stove.
It should be ready by now. But when I finish I'll do mine and then I'll go get you your piece. So I think I would marry Eddie Redmayne, and then I think I would. Honestly, I think I would fuck Tom Hiddleston.
Wrong.
Because here's my reasoning behind that. And here's my reasoning behind that. I have this, like,
First of all, why do you want Taylor Swift's sloppy seconds?
Exactly.
I don't
think that they would be
dating. I don't either. Lie. But why do you want her hypothetical sloppy seconds?
Because I wanted him before.
That's true.
She was even there because that's Loki.
I like him as Loki. I don't like him as anything else.
No, he's Loki. But then.
Has he been in anything else?
Some random British stuff. And
okay,
then,
has he been in anything that really counts?
Shush your face. British stuff counts. But then.
Whatever.
Here's my thing. I think I would have to kill.
Wrong.
I think I would have to kill Benedict Cumberbatch.
Why?
Because.
It's going to be huge.
This is my geeky answer.
You're wrong.
If anybody has seen Benedict Cumberbatch in Sherlock, he jumped off a building and survived. So I figure that if I kill him,
he'll just fake his death
and still come back.
So I'm not like super into a lot of nerd shit, but I really love, really love that Sherlock series.
So that's my mountain. But all right, I mean that's my kill. Vanessa? Let me go get pie.
What is this? Okay, I'm confused. Okay, I think I would marry Eddie Redmayne in a fucking heartbeat because I just saw Fantastic Beasts this morning. Like an old lady, I went to the movies at 10:50. It's the only time I have. And he's just so goddamn cute. Oh my god,
he's adorable.
He is so adorable. And like,
did you see Les Misérables?
No. Oh yes, I did. Yes, what? I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes,
like, I have
yes,
the Blu-ray. I will lend it to you.
No, I did.
I have it on my iTunes. I have it. I can airplay it right now.
No, you don't need to. I have it. I know we have it. I watched it here with Neri.
She didn't see Les Misérables.
Yes, I did. I'm full. I can't eat any more pie. I did see Les Mis. I remember. I watched it.
Marius.
Yes. I remember. What's wrong with you? I watched it. Eddie Redmayne.
He was ridiculously weird and awesome at the same time in Jupiter Ascending. Jupiter Ascending.
Oh my god!
I didn't have my mic. Sorry,
She was too busy getting pie. So yeah, I would marry Eddie Redmayne in a heartbeat because he's just too damn adorable, and I want to put him in my pocket and keep him there all day. He's just so cute.
Is it totally inappropriate if I just go spoon in?
No, I don't
straight into the pie.
Okay, okay, fine.
I'm doing pie into the Cool Whip, dude.
Guys, this is a safe space. Do what your little hearts desire. I would probably. I think I would fuck Benedict Cumberbatch and kill Tom Hiddleston. There is no right answer. This is all opinion based.
Tom Hiddleston sucks.
Because you just don't like him.
I don't.
I mean, I would kill him just for the Taylor Swift thing alone. But like, now you're just going to be a song.
I really feel that there's got to be a video or a movie or something coming out.
I don't understand.
But they would still be together if there was something coming out for the two of them. They would still be together.
Because her new album hasn't come out yet.
Exactly. But that she's like, oh, there's probably something coming out. Well, if it like to promote that.
No, I'm going
to
promote. I think it's like they were shooting a video. Like, or they were doing a document. I think it's Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, that's probably true. So here's the thing. I'm fine with him as Loki, but I don't understand why every like 11-year-old is obsessed with him.
I don't get it either.
I don't
get it. Because he's small. Like,
he's small?
Like, but no, like, in comparison to all the other Avengers, like, they're all like built and they're all tall and like big guys.
You're all fucking hot? Is that what you're saying?
No, because Jeremy Renner is.
But I mean, like, petite.
Yeah, but he's like bulky.
Small and petite. He's still like built. He may not be as tall, but he's still cut up.
Robert Downey Jr. isn't like. Built.
But I was
he's
watching.
Iron Man. Okay, he's got money. What about and he's older.
Vision? What about Vision?
Paul Bettany. Isn't he a computer?
No. Not anymore. He's a real person now.
He's a real person and he's amazing.
He's a real person that's in love with Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, that's true.
I was watching Civil War last night.
But when I'm just saying, like, when you as see that on the screen, you asked me why our 12-year-old's in love with him. Because he's little. He's the same size as 12-year-olds. That's why they're in love with him.
As a fun size. I was watching Civil War last night because
I'll have some fun.
In order to put Link to sleep, I have to put on something that bores him. Because otherwise, like, if I put something on that he's interested in, he'll
stay all of our husbands' hearts are breaking right now.
Huh?
That he finds Civil War boring.
Well, no, but he doesn't anymore because, like, he stayed up.
He's seen it so many
times. And
watched
it with me, like, for 30 minutes yesterday. And then now he's, like, asking for Star Wars to go to sleep.
Oh.
There
went that.
No, Jeff refuses to, like, play Star Wars yet.
Wow.
Well, Sophie loves it. No, and thanks to
it's going
to
be an experience, apparently.
Thanks to your husband.
Star Wars?
Well, thanks to Jeff. No, not space. Space. Mommy. Her voice is super high pitched. Mommy, space. And, like, she puts her eyebrows down. Space. All the time. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Well,
actually, I think it's adorable. Oliver says it too. Now we need to get Nathan and Lincoln saying it so that the little pack is complete.
Well, now my kid can actually say space, so. Well, truth. My kid wasn't talking.
I'm going to marry.
Wait.
Here we go.
I'm going to marry Benedict Cumberbatch.
I knew that was coming.
I'll tell you why. Because any time that he's on the red carpet with his wife, he leans over and he asks her, "Hey, are you okay?" And you can see him because she's like a regular person. She's not like a celebrity.
She's normal.
She's like a lawyer or something. She's got like a regular person job. And he always makes sure, and especially when she was pregnant. She was pregnant when he was on a lot of the red carpets last year,
but
during
like
awards
season. Love.
You're a robot,
you don't
remember?
Like love and affection, remember? You're a robot.
I like someone that takes care of me and makes sure I'm okay.
Accepted.
So he would always lean over to her and just make sure that she was okay, that she wasn't overwhelmed by like paparazzi and overwhelmed by like photographers and stuff. I'm gonna bone Eddie Redmayne.
I'm obsessed with him. Like, he is my new obsession. Like,
and
for
the
real.
Reason I'm gonna bone him is because he can sing.
He's so cute.
Because he was Marius in Les Miserables.
He's so cute. And now he's Newt Scamander.
And
he's got 5 movies coming out now. So.
I know. And I can't stand Tom Hiddleston. So fuck that guy. I said that I can't stand him. I just don't get it. Like, I understand, like, he's Loki and he's great as Loki. Like, no problem. Whatever. Fine. But I don't get the fucking obsession with him. So fuck you.
You said a good look. There's like moments
whatever.
I'm just like, mm-hmm.
I also don't want like something that Taylor Swift's vagina's been on.
I don't think
she has. Allegedly.
I heart Eddie Redmayne.
Allegedly. I am living on the fact that it was all a Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm hopeful for that as well, but it's been
Joaquin
like 3
Phoenix.
And nothing. So
that's why they're throwing us off the case.
Hopefully. We'll see.
I heart Eddie Redmayne.
TBD. Anyway, you guys.
I'm so in love with him. It's like he's my new crush. I'm so in love with Eddie Redmayne. He's just so cute.
Well, I didn't do him because he's not awkward looking, but.
Yeah, he is. At least in this movie.
I'm talking about somebody else.
Oh.
Who?
I am talking about Sam Houghton from fucking.
Can you speak?
No, I'm a little drunk. Isn't that the point of this podcast?
A little bit.
I'm confused, too.
Sam Houghton from Outlander. He's Scottish.
Though. Oh, Jamie.
But Scottish.
Wait, are we talking Jamie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking talking about Frank. Fuck that
Did
guy.
Did you hear that?
Well, fuck I have to be sure for fuck a second. That guy. No, but that man, that guy knows how to play that role. Because
Vanessa, you need to watch Outland.
I know. I need to watch a lot of things.
Oh my God. Speaking of watch, I am.
We have to wrap it up, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Everybody, if you haven't checked it out yet, watch The Crown on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Is it good?
So good. Like,
it's on my to-do list.
I want to binge watch it. I really do. Hi. That's taking
a picture. Sorry, I had to take a picture of Christy's mic setup right now. It's amazing.
I don't have the boobs. Like, I don't have the boob girth. It's so good. The characters
this pie is so yummy.
So well done. I know those pies are awesome. And
thank you, Marie Callender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Matt Smith plays Prince Philip so...
That's Matt Smith?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes.
You're a liar.
That's why you think I started watching it.
You're a liar, because that guy's ugly as fuck.
That's why I started watching it, because of him, that he was on it.
Lies.
And let me tell you, the
lies.
The best thing about The Crown is that, like, you lies. Know, we all see Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, and we're like...
I feel like they're goals, though. Like
they are, but they had to have gone through shit. Like, there's such a story to be told.
Right.
And this is what that show is. It is that story. And you see how Prince Philip, like...
He's such a bitch in the best way possible.
That's why. And the thing is that you have to realize, he's like, seems like he's having so much fun right now in life. But it had to be, like, a struggle.
Because he doesn't really have any responsibilities. Like, he's not the king.
No, and that's the thing. Like, he had to learn to take a step back.
Christy? To her. Christy?
What, baby?
Your story checks out.
I told you. Trust me.
According to Wikipedia, Matt Smith plays Prince Philip.
I know where my Doctor Who people are.
John Lithgow is Winston Churchill?
So flipping good.
Oh, Jared Harris is in this? Okay.
It's so good.
I love Jared Harris.
Every single character is perfect. You love them or you hate them. Okay. Perfect.
Is this the same kind of deal where if you've been on Downton Abbey, you're on this show?
I don't know. I really didn't see that many Downton Abbey people on this.
Okay.
Even though the girl that plays Princess Margaret looks really familiar. Like, really familiar.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah,
please hold me. Filmography. She was in Jupiter Ascending.
Did
you see that movie?
I did, because it was Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis. Two people that, like, I would jump.
All right,
one.
Well.
Either one of the two.
Anything else, guys?
No, I think that was it.
You can check us out on the Geek Bro Network. I have a mom fail.
Oh, what's your mom fail?
It was really... I felt so bad. I don't know if I told you guys. So Thursday of this week, the boys, Christy's son and Oliver, they had their Thanksgiving feast at school. And I knew that around that same time, Sophie had her holiday photo at school, at her school, which is a completely different school. And so I assumed that it was on the same day, because they both had a dress up day. I'm like, okay, they're both dressing up on Thursday, whatever. I felt so awful. I dressed Sophie from head to toe. Like, I even used my flat iron to fix her hair for her pictures. We get in the car. We are almost early to get to her school. And then I look at the date on my phone and I'm like, your picture day is tomorrow.
So you basically had the same Wednesday that I had when I sent you a dressed picture of Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, doesn't it look adorable?
Is that when Nathan looked like a stockbroker?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the second shot at it. The first shot was the green plaid shirt. And then it was like, I realized that no, dress up day was tomorrow. Is the next day. So yeah, I had to change them.
I had her buckled in the car ready to go. And I was like, sorry, honey, you need to take your beautiful sparkly sequence dress off.
I'm sure she was thrilled about that.
She was almost in tears. And I felt so bad. I was like, mommy, I'm so sorry. I kept apologizing to her. I was like, I'm so sorry, babe. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so sorry. You need to wear your uniform picture days tomorrow. And then she had a really bad morning. She had a really bad morning at school after that. Like, that's the same day that she had to go see the vice principal.
So it's all
your fault.
I completely accept responsibility.
She bit a kid because you made her take off her dress.
1,000% I accept that responsibility.
Mom of the year.
I even told the teacher, I was like, she had a really bad morning today. Like, when I picked her up in the afternoon, I'm like, she had a really bad morning because I made a mistake and I thought that today was picture day. So we were like in the car ready to go. She was dressed 100% for picture day. And then before I pulled out of the driveway, I was like, nope, just kidding. So yeah, I felt bad. Like, that's
it's okay.
That was my mom fail.
I did it the day before, but I figured it out at the house.
Yes, but see, your son's not gonna cry because you changed his shirt. Sophie almost had a meltdown because I had to change her out of her dress.
Well, Nathan, I will tell you.
It's out of her princess.
Out of her princess.
Nathan was not gonna cry, but Nathan then realized as I took off his shirt and put on his school polo that we were going to school because he got excited for a second thinking we were going someplace else, because when I don't put on his school polo, he thinks it's not school day,
right?
So he got all excited and then no, he didn't cry. And then the next day he got to be even more adorable, I think, when I dress him up, and he did look like a stockbroker.
He looked really cute.
It was super cute.
Sophie got to wear her sparkly dress today.
And she twirls, and it's adorable.
It is.
But, yeah, so thank you for putting up with us for this.
Do we want to discuss the wine?
I'm drunk.
Yeah, for this 2 hours of nonsense. And
a little bit more than 2 hours, yeah, I think.
Probably. I'm drunk. That's all you need to know.
It's a little extra episode because you're going to need a little extra.
Yeah.
This week.
Oh, yeah, because it's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
The wine was really good. I actually liked it. Once I stopped eating the
Again, this
pecan
is
pie.
The Robert Mondavi Private Selection Merlot. 2014 and 15.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, once I stopped eating the pecan pie, it did taste a little bit
better.
It got
a lot better.
Pecan pie is a little, I think, too
sweet. It goes really well with the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I think the pecan pie is a little bit too sweet, so it's making it a little bit more bitey.
Yeah.
In the wine, but without it, it was very, very smooth. So I think definitely food, yes. Dessert.
Vanessa looks it's like I'm eating pie for breakfast tomorrow.
Oh, I'm totally eating pie for breakfast tomorrow.
Or I will tell you, just drink because it's Thanksgiving and it's
just
the holidays.
Drink until your heart's content.
And again,
listen,
please check
when your aunt asks you why you've gained a few pounds,
have a drink.
You drink your wine
when your
instead
grandmother
of punching
asks
her in
you
the face.
When you're having another baby,
drink.
When someone
just drink up.
When they ask you,
we're right there with you guys.
Mm-hmm. When they ask you, oh, that's what you're wearing.
Oh,
just have a
drink. Well,
like, where did you buy that?
Or
Annie's kids never did that.
Or you know that Jessica just got signed, and you know she just got a promotion, and you know what are you doing?
I stay home. I sit on the couch and I drink my wine.
And do that. Just drink
take your
wine.
Flash to Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Have your glass ready and have a glass of wine. And just every time that you want to say something,
just drink.
When your great uncle tells you that he voted for, he's so happy that Trump was elected.
Have a drink.
Have a drink.
The political discussions come up, just
have a drink.
And just walk to the other room.
Yep.
Cause.
Just look at all the Joe Obama memes.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
They're
the best thing ever. Ever.
And if you have not, look up the Joe Biden Obama memes. And
there's an Instagram page. It's called Joe Obama.
Joe Obama. There you go. You're welcome.
Following right now.
Oh no!
Bro, you spilled pumpkin pie on my couch.
There's another slice here. I brought you a backup slice.
This is why we're friends.
But yes, and I will be uploading. So we will upload this episode on Tuesday.
Yes.
And on Tuesday
hashtag
as well.
Hashtag Tipsy Tuesday.
Yeah. And as well on Tuesday on Facebook. Actually, I will upload the document for download. So if you really feel like actually printing it out, more power to you. If not, the picture will be up and also on Instagram, Twitter, social media in general, and you can download it. There's a food fail going on behind me.
Stephanie is struggling.
Stephanie just almost knocked over an entire tub of cool. There's not that much.
The entire tub of cool. There's like half a teaspoon left in there.
How long does it take to eat an entire tub of Cool Whip?
2 hours.
2.5 hours.
However long this podcast is today.
But so yes, we're with you. We love you.
We feel you. We are drinking with you.
We are drinking with you because trust me,
we are drinking with you.
We're going to need it, girls.
And so check us out.
Steph is riding the struggle bus today.
Struggle bus. That's amazing. Sorry.
Again, I spend too much time in mom groups on Facebook.
That's amazing.
Really,
but check us out on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere
Snapchat.
We are.
Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT. And thank you for the cue.
You're welcome. I like it when you listen to the spelly. We are also at mamasandmerlot@gmail.com. If you would like to know the size and the
Lord.
Dimensions of
the girth.
The girth of.
Listen.
No, I didn't give girth. I didn't give
Well, listen, if you write a if you write a good enough email, who knows? She
as long
may
as it includes a wine recommendation.
I might send you this. I just might send you a strawberry shortcake picture.
The nuts and berries are not included.
The meat and
you
potatoes.
You gotta send us wine for that.
Yes. Sassy might get a picture if she wants. She really wants one.
I mean, if you really want it.
We will not send anything unsolicited, but if you ask for it.
But yeah, if you want to know.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
The answers that Gary and Todd got, it only comes with an email and a wine recommendation.
Yes.
But thank you. Check us out on all forms of social media.
And don't forget, we have t-shirts on Amazon.
You guys are awesome. Yes, we love you. To,
we love you.
What was...
What was... What?
Wow. Thank God I turned my mic off.
Oh, wow.
If any of you got that, but I apologize.
Now you guys know my dirty little secret.
I either A, apologize, or B, you're welcome.
I'm going to pee in my
pants. Go to whatwashisname.com.
That was what was his name. .com.
Check, click on the Amazon banner, and then you can
go on. Did we do that already?
No, that was next.
Oh.
I got to pee. I can't.
Okay. And you can chop on Amazon, and you can look for...
You can chop on Amazon?
Chop on Amazon. You go to mamasandmerlot.com.
You can chop on Amazon.
You can go to Mamas and Merlot or search Geek Bro, and you can find all of our shirts and merch.
Oh my God, there's another hole in my life.
You can always check us out at geekbro.net, and you can get shows like Mamas and Merlot.
Zeros on Zeros Heroes, on What's Good, Cosplay Fame, What's Up Bro, and
MT Geekmore.
Mount Geekmore. Like, what am I forgetting? Oh, right. The one that all of our husbands are on.
And also check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and Acast. And I think
we've done enough damage for tonight.
And I'm just trying to give like a couple seconds so that Vanessa can say come goodbye turn this to you. Off. So here she comes. And everybody, thank you for putting up with us. And
thank you for enduring our ramblings. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Bye. Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
My goodies, my goodies, my goodies, not my goodies.
I got a sick reputation for handling brawls. All I need is me a few seconds and more. Then it's a wrap. Tell the lady bring my lap. And I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth, and I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause they seen me do it. Barricades, I run right through them. Used to them. Throw all the dirt you want, no use. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back, picking out a basket of fruit.
I love you, boo.
Yeah, freaking Petey, love you too. You know how I do. Chick in here that I can't have. Bada boom, bada bam, bada bam.
You're insinuating that I'm hot, but these goodies, boy, are not just for any of the many men that's trying to get on top. No, you can't call me later, and I don't want your number. I'm not changing stories, just respect the play I'm calling. I bet you want the goodies. Cause I talk around it.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.